One's a vegan. The other's a cripple. No, it doesn't matter what they are. The show sucks. You're listening to Rant Speed with Samaria and Smokehouse. Rant Radio Talk.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling? That the whole country is like 1 inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. Think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void.
Good evening. Welcome. Welcome, welcome to Rant Speak. Let me just turn up my microphone a little bit. Of course. Check, 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 check. And we're back in good working order this week, as opposed to last week when it sounded like crap. It's Sunday night. Time to come to your church and pray. It is Rant Speak with Samarin and Smokehouse, like the intro said. And it's show number 38, and oh my god, have I got news, more news, and even more news. So let's fire up Skype, get Smokey on the line here, so we can start the show. Got news about New York, news about Sean, just so much news. Skype out. Let's not solve the new Skype at the moment, because I'm kind of doing a show. And didn't do much about the sound for me to Smokey, but he'll have to put up with it for at least one more week here. Ooh, he's loud. He is loud. Smokey!
Hello?
How are you doing tonight?
All crap, dude.
You're all crap?
I can hear myself again.
Oh, let me just see if I can fix that.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Smokey, Smokey, Smokey.
I hear music and myself.
You hear music? Okay. Well, that's kind of cool.
What are you doing?
Smokey, Smokey. Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Good. Good, good.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
What the hell were you doing?
I had the leftover settings from last week. The magical magic that was last week.
Oh, yeah. Great.
So how are you doing
anyway,
this week?
What's
how,
up,
you,
dude?
How are you doing this week? You okay?
Can I please stop eating? Can I stop eating?
Is there just too much food in your house left over from days ago?
God damn it, dude. It's horrible.
It's torturous, huh?
We usually only... This year we only have like 5 people for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We usually have like 13.
Oh, I see.
And I think my mother still made enough food for 13. And so there's a lot of food.
Oh, God.
And then I have friends taking me out to eat when I'm not eating here.
Oh, no.
So it's...
So you're shouldering the harsh burden of... Yes. Clearing out the fridge this year, huh?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Oh.
God. And painful, I mean, right? I should stop eating, but, I'm too stupid. I'm like a dog. You just eat until the plate's empty.
And it never gets empty. Do you have food in front of you right now?
No, not right now. Oh, okay. But a friend took me out to eat, and I ate like a pig, and, oh, I'm bloated. It's horrible.
Somebody says I need to be louder, and I think I agree with them. One second. Check, oh. check. There we go. Excellent.
Okay.
So let's get on with the formalities of the show. Let's see who's in the IRC tonight. Oh, tons of people. Chapel Page, Cobra, K16, Kumiroko, Purden Red Maiden, Cobra, Gluco, Sabo, Monochrome, Fist for Failure, Mobius Dog Warrior, Psycho Fish, Powdered Snow, Liquid Blue, Let's see. Barbed Wireless, did I say that? Jibcat. Yeah. That's about all the people that are talking. Yeah. All the other ones are idle. Yeah. Oh, Mr. Echo. There we go.
I was talking to Chapel Page the other day, and she goes, I want to send you a present. I said, okay.
Like a Christmas present?
She's like, what do you like? I guess. And yeah. She said, what do you like? I said, I don't know. Just send me something personal, I guess.
A personal
and she goes,
gift
well, if you don't know, I'll just... Yeah. She goes, if you don't know what you'd like, I'll just ask Sim. I'm like, Sim doesn't know.
I don't know more than Sim. Smokey? Why would I know more than you would what you want?
I think people get the misconception that we, like, hang out and stuff.
Smokey is many thousands of miles away from me.
Yes, we all talk, the whole crew talks, but we don't hang out together.
No.
And I could tell you from experience that if I hung out with Sim, one of us would probably die.
Yes, or be grievously injured.
There'd be a knife fight within the first 15 minutes. So.
Be clack, clack, stab, stab, stab.
pretty much. She's like, well, I'll just ask Sim what you like. I'm like, Sim doesn't even like me.
Smokey wants new legs. New legs for Christmas.
Yeah.
That's what he wants.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Somebody also asked me, they're like, you want a new microphone? I'm like, no, I got that. So.
Yeah, somebody asked me that, too. Maybe it was her. And I said, no, well, I don't know, because he's got microphones. They seem to be working.
Yeah, I've got like a half a dozen of them now.
And,
so.
The one you've been using for a long time has sounded awesome, like really good. Like this one's really nice.
New headphones would be nice.
There you go.
There you go.
Because you had some wireless ones that crapped out, right?
Yeah, and the ones that have the wire are crapping out too, so.
Oh, man.
I'm screwed.
Purden says, Smokey wants new legs so he can be a real boy. Oh, man.
Okay, that's funny. Okay, that's funny.
Even though it is from Purden, that is pretty funny.
Now he's done for the rest of the day.
Don't even try and top that, Purden. You are done. Walk off the stage, get your applause, and go.
Yeah, pretty much it.
Oh man.
Okay. Anyway.
To get the IRC, you can go to the Rant Radio page, rantradio.com, click on chat on the left-hand side, and follow those instructions, and... Please install a real chat client, like MIRC or whatever you'd like. Don't use the Java. It's there for people who are, like, at work or something.
I actually get questions about that. Oh. They're like, what does this register mean? I'm like, that's not for you. That's for us.
That's right.
Don't use that. It's just there to annoy you.
It's to annoy you into using a real program.
This is awesome. I can talk now and not hear myself, so I don't feel like I'm interrupting myself. This is great.
Isn't it amazing? I'm still staticky to you, I know. I didn't get that fixed in time.
It's not. It's really good, actually.
Really? I didn't touch it.
There's always static between for you when I hear you, but it's really quiet this week.
Oh, excellent.
So it's pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah, and I just completely lost my train of thought.
That's okay.
I was going to make some other wisecrack, and I just lost it.
That's okay. We'll continue on with the formalities here. You mm-hmm. can get involved in Rant Radio numerous, numerous ways, and these are a very short list of some of the ways. I'm going to be making a better list. Send in your mugshots to info@rantradio.com, your pictures. I will crop them. Please don't crop them. Don't put any Photoshops or anything on them. Somebody
no,
asked
your
go ahead.
Shirts on.
Please. Leave your shirts on.
Unless you're a girl. You can be naked then if you want. That's fine.
Yeah, go for it then. Don't finger the camera. Don't conceal your face.
Yeah, that's lame.
Somebody asked what the song was in the background. That was a Poptigma Berserk Kathy song remixed by VNV Nation. There you go. This is a whole bunch of VNV Nation remixes tonight in the background for your enjoyment.
Chapel Page just asked me if she could take her shirt off, and my answer to that is absolutely.
Go for
so
it.
You just go for it.
You're a cutie. We've all seen your picture on the page.
Yeah. She doesn't think she is, but she is. She got on me about that, too. She's like, all these people private messaged me because you said that last week. I'm like, well, that's what I can do.
Because
I'm on the radio. I can be an asshole.
Millions of people listen to us. Power. Palm of our hands.
Yes.
If you're overseas, out of North America, send in your name, city, and country to info@rantradio.com. The best thing you can do is tell somebody about Rant, one of our projects, one of our things, this show, anything that you like. You can send in your news stories to info@rantradio.com. And some people sent some in this week. Thank you very much. helps me a little bit, so it doesn't take so much time to do the show. I can concentrate on other important things.
Well, let's be honest, how hard is the format really? Because most of it's just, copy-paste, and then we read it.
I do have to go searching for the stories and get the best stories, and I do have a list of things. And copy and paste takes a little while. But it doesn't take an enormous amount of time, but it's always better when people pick up and they get their name read out if they do find the stories that I read.
I love my position on this show. I do absolutely nothing.
Your position is link paster.
Pretty much.
It's essential.
That's because, yes, it is. I'm too busy pushing the other paper all week long anyway, so
yes,
I don't need it.
You don't need the extra burden of, like, you talk to all the DJs, and that's a huge job, but keeping them all going.
Yeah, that makes my eyes bleed sometimes.
We need some bandwidth, badly, always, all the time. Punk and industrial are always full. Well, they're not always full, but we always need bandwidth. If you have a server parked at an ISP or at a school, or some fat bandwidth that's sitting on and you can install Shoutcast, please email me, info@rampradio.com.
Yes.
And we need DJs. There's still lots of hours in the day. They're getting filled up.
Right.
The evenings are very full, but...
Yeah, it's very full. So if you want a show in the evening, you better talk to me right now.
Yeah, real quick.
Because
there's only a couple hours left.
There's not much time left. And it's a good thing I make these decisions and not you, because we're going to start Sean's show soon. He's like, well, you have until the day he starts to schedule it. And I'm like, no, I don't.
Because it fills up, right? And there'd be no room.
He's like, well, we need to put him on every day at the same time. And I'm like, sorry, dude.
That's an impossibility.
Can't do it. It's an impossibility. And I never thought it would come to this, but it's completely impossible. It can't be done.
So if there's any late-night people, like night owls that want to do like an overnight show, or early morning people, or stuff like that,
I think early morning would be great.
Yeah, early morning drive-in kind of thing, or morning DJs.
Hey, we could find some somewhere that don't suck. I'm sure they're out there.
I'm sure there are, yeah. But people work, so that might be difficult. They can do it before they go to work. Maybe there's some people that get up really early.
Maybe there's a night shifter, you know?
Yeah, that would be nice.
Gets off work and...
Yeah, that's true.
Wants to run his mouth for a couple hours.
All the bitching about his work or something.
That's right.
He can compete with Cup of Joe.
Oh, my God.
He's a maniac.
I like...
He is.
I like Joe.
I love his show.
I like Joe. I think he's full of shit, but I like his show.
That's right. Yeah, I may not agree with him on all the points, but he's an excellent speaker. So good to listen to.
Yes, indeed. I really don't have any news this week.
No? Oh, I got lots to fill that in with. Oh, my God.
Other than DJ Pulse is going to go on hiatus for a while.
Oh, is he?
Because he's got some things he's got to do.
People are going to complain to me again. Where'd he go? Every time he disappears for a bit, they go nuts.
Well,
where's that crazy
me.
Guy that was on Friday nights? Where does he go?
I can't say what it is. Yeah. I can tell you later, but there's some stuff he has to do, and it's completely valid.
Business to take care of.
Yeah, he does.
Business. Okay. That's
business.
Fine. That's all cool. We like him. So on to the Rant Media News. Come one, come all, celebrate Rant's 6th-year anniversary in Vancouver. If you're in the Vancouver area right now, or coming to the Vancouver area just after the new year, it is scheduled now. It is for Monday, and that is not the right day. Saturday, January 1st, downtown Vancouver. We don't have a place yet, we don't have something to do, but there is the forum post. Smokey, if you could post that in there.
Okay.
Oh,
sure.
Don't post that one.
I was just listening to you talk.
Don't post that one. Don't post that link. That's the wrong link. That's a different one.
Don't post the one in the format. Okay.
Yeah, don't post that one. I'll go get it. It'll take 2 seconds.
All right.
But it is on Saturday, January 1st, probably evening-ish, 4 or 5 o'clock, something like that. Sean is coming. Sean is going to this one.
Oh, lies.
No, I'm making him come to this one. It's an important one. It's the 6th-year anniversary of Rant.
Yeah, that's good.
So there's quite a list going far. Yep, go ahead.
I wish I could be there. I really do.
It's such a long distance. Maybe one
it
year.
Is.
Maybe we'll come to you one year.
Sure. You come here and you're getting drunk. That's what's gonna happen.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no. I'll drag you out somewhere and we'll drag and leave you in a ditch.
Drunk in a ditch, stumble
home. That's what's gonna happen.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time.
Let's see how good your navigation skills really are.
drunk in the middle of Illinois, anyway, not so good. Not so good.
It's a fun place. It's not. Sean talks about it like it's Mayberry. He's never been here. That's why I'd like to get him here, because
the
town
sheriff's not your next door neighbor.
Oh no.
Okay.
That's why I'd like to get him here. When he did that segment on patrolling about beer.
Yeah.
He has no idea what he's talking about. I'd get him here and he'd be under the table in like 2 hours.
He hasn't sampled enough beer.
It's a profession here.
Some of your backyard moonshine.
I don't have backyard moonshine, but I do have homemade wine.
Okay.
From friends in West Virginia.
Straight from your feet into a glass, eh?
Pretty much.
Smoky wine. The people that are going so far to the 6-year anniversary is myself, Enki Quoth, Sean Kennedy, Mary Rebel Virgin, Mindless, Jibcat, Prozium Cabot, Sparky Purden, Soul Trans, Kindling Boy, and possibly Topak. So there you go.
Who's
you can
that?
Ask yourself. He doesn't live around here. He thinks he's going to be in the area for that around that time. He lives like nowhere near here. I don't even know where he lives. Somewhere in the southern states. He thinks he's going to be here. Well, I guess we can hope. I don't know.
Sure.
That'll be cool. Have somebody from far away. It's happened before.
Yeah.
You've come here. Jesus.
Yeah. That was quite an experience, to tell you the truth.
Definitely.
44 hours in a car, in a van, nonstop.
With very large
that
people.
That was interesting, but they are such nice people.
They're awesome. They're very awesome.
They are. They're big teddy bears. But I wouldn't piss either one of them off.
Oh, bad news, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see, what is this? Okay, no, we can skip that. Oh, and I've replicated news there. Oh, okay. This is a letter, but it's in the Rant Meeting news because it's kind of related. This is from Sven. It says, "Hello, Rant Radio." Hello. Rant Radio answers back. Hello. "The Rant Radio t-shirt looks so good, but it's sold out. Can you please make them again? Please, it's my fucking money. I want to pay. Please make me pay. Payment of Sean's payment. Batteries sold separately."
Oh, what the?
Wah, run.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. That's odd. He sort of breaks down and goes insane and probably runs around the room in little circles. That's from Sven. And he says, "P.S., thanks for the great radio station." Really? No, really, really. So we brought them back. 3 Rant shirts available from Angry Shirts.
I was just going to ask that question.
Were you?
Like, people ask, it's like, we don't have any shirts anymore. Nixxer stopped making them.
They were gone. They were gone.
And now...
I
just always thought that was so funny. Because he's like, we're out of them. I'm like, you make them in your basement.
How can you be out? You can't be out. It's impossible. You run out of ink? Nobody has ink? Or whatever you make them with? I don't know how he makes them. They're silk screen. I don't know. He works
magic. I think he's got the whole press and the whole thing in his basement.
Oh, it's a real press. He makes real shirts.
He's got the real deal. I'm like, you make them in your basement. You can't be out.
What are you doing posting things beforehand? What are you doing there?
I know what I did.
Post the shirt links. Post the shirt links.
That's what I tried to do, and I didn't. Oh. I must have copied or something.
You're giving away like, news before
did.
It's time.
It didn't copyright.
Okay.
Leave me alone.
That's okay. I hate when you copy something, you paste it in the IRC, and it's like something from something
personal.
It's like
something from last year.
Exactly. Or it's very personal, or it's passwords or something. You go, oops, nobody read that. Scroll, please don't read it. You can't.
Now I lost it.
Ah, let me post it. Here, I've got it already.
That's okay.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
3 Rant
okay.
shirts. And $5 of every shirt goes towards keeping Sean Kennedy on the air, and the rest goes to Angry
That's
Shirts.
That's right.
All the rest goes straight into Nixxer's pocket. So
he gets money and I get nothing. I could have put my own donate link up. God damn it. I need
there
money.
There you go. Needs money to be a real boy.
That's right.
And one day he will be.
I'm trying. And it's a hard job.
It's a hard knock life. Yes.
It is.
For smoke.
Yeah, you mock me. You try to live my life for 30 seconds and you die.
Probably. But you're used to it. It's a conditioning thing. You've had a lot of time to adapt to it.
Yes.
And you yes, try and live my life for 30 minutes, and you'd be like, meat!
I'd starve to death.
The meat! I've got to have the meat.
Yeah. I think you'd be a lot better if you just eat a hamburger once in a while. I really do.
I might gain weight then. I might actually gain weight and be above 135.
That might be good for you, though.
Quite possibly.
Yeah. Like that'd kill you. What are you, 6 feet tall?
6 foot and, well, 140. 140. There you go. Very thin.
6 foot, 140. Yeah, you need to put on some weight, man.
I can eat all I want. All the veggies I want, never gain an ounce.
I know. Yeah, yeah. You must spend all your time in the bathroom, too.
What? What? Let's not anybody even go there. I don't even know what you're thinking.
Nothing but vegetables. Oh, you know exactly what I'm thinking.
Okay. Next, speaking of ranch shirts, we're planning on making After Now hoodies. People have been asking for years, like literally years, for After Now hoodies. And Nickster says, A-OK, give me the design. So, what we need, all you people out there, is a wicked, wicked, wicked After Now design.
Yeah.
On the front, it needs to say, Sean Kennedy Chronicles, Tales from the After Now. That is the absolute full name of the show.
Nickster should have a bunch of them, because Mick J did a ton of them about a year ago.
Yeah.
And he showed them to me, and I'm sure he gave them to Nickster, so Nickster should have something.
I don't know. All we have is that small one from Mick J, and Mick J has left the fold of Rant, and
yes.
I don't know if that is applicable. So we need somebody else to make new ones. So it has to have Sean Kennedy Chronicles, Tales from the After Now, on the front with the website, www.theafternow.com. There it is. And on the back, the full server prayer. And
there it is.
I'm not going to post it because I'll probably be kicked out of the IRC for flooding.
Yeah.
I'm an out of server, born of flesh and blood.
You should have cut it out so we could have played it.
You know what? I might have it somewhere.
Play it.
I might have it somewhere. Let me just do a search in the background for it.
Okay.
And then I will play it when it finds it. Just this 1 second. Server, I think that'll be good enough. Okay, let's go back to that. And I will skip that and see if it finds it. And if it doesn't find it, I will just say it out. But you can find it in the forums. Actually, I'll post it a little bit at a time. I can post some of it and won't get kicked out. Here it is. Here's the first couple lines. And here's the last couple lines. And get some crazy fonts going on. So if it finds it, I will play it. And we're running low on stickers. Like everyone knows. But somebody has come to the rescue. Somebody's willing to print some more stickers for us, which is awesome. But we don't have designs for them. And what we need, some people to make designs. And this is a contest. You make the designs, we send you some stickers. Whole ton of free stickers, of course, with your designs on it and other people's designs on it. So for making the stickers, you get stickers. And these are color, full color stickers.
Oh, we're going to have full color stickers now.
Full color, so go nuts. Don't go too crazy, but, you know, some bold colors.
No.
Not full, like, picture. I'd rather have it symbols and stuff. But you can do do colors on these. So,
we're stepping up in the world. We're going to color.
Oh, yeah. We're out of the black and whites now. We're going full color.
Like a new TV.
We're out of the 1950s. What we need, 4 different ones. It's going to be like a grouping thing. He can print 4 at a time, and it doesn't matter what those 4 things are. So
okay.
The 4 ones that I would like is a Porn on Beta sticker, a Rant Media sticker,
okay.
A Rant Radio sticker,
mm-hmm.
and a Sean Kennedy sticker. So those are the 4 ones you can do. You can do one, you can do all of them. Porn on Beta, Rant Media, Rant Radio, and Sean Kennedy. These will be in the forums, so people can peruse all these this information we need afterwards. They need to be 3 inches in diameter, in CMYK, or just do it in color, and we'll figure that out after.
Yeah. Some color of some sort.
Yeah. Graphics should be 300 dpi minimum, dots per inch, and text should be 1200 dots per inch, which is quite easily because they're fonts and they scale up to whatever. If text is done in Illustrator, convert it to curves. This is what I get from the guy who's doing them. And please supply an original layered file, like with all the layers so we can separate them out properly, and a JPEG mixdown of it so we can see it quite easily what it looks like.
Okay.
A mixdown. And I'll post that in the forums and remind everyone next week to go look in the forums for it, for the posting if they need to be reminded.
Yeah, I'm completely graphically retarded. I can't
Me too.
Do anything.
Otherwise, I would take a shot at it, but...
Yeah. We got a bunch of designs, a bunch of black and white ones we never used.
Yeah, that's
on the, true. That are on the webpage.
But I picked the best one, so we don't want to use leftovers, okay. Right?
Well, yeah. I'm just saying, there's a bunch of decent ones up there that we never used.
For sure. I mean, we could dig into them if nobody sends good ones in. We might as well open it up for other people. Let's see, we need help with the torrents, so if anybody wants to, seed the torrents, go jump back on. People are always downloading those. The more people sharing them, the better. We have a newsletter now, and you can sign up for it on the Rant Radio page. So if you want to keep up with everything that is Rant, and Rant-related, and keep informed faster than anyone else, and get all the new news, just enter your email address in the right-hand side of rantradio.com to sign up. And there is a confirmation back, so you can't just sign up any old person. You have to sign up yourself for homework. And we trace the IP addresses and timestamp and everything, so it's all good. And starting January, a newsletter will be sent out weekly. Some of it's going to be, it's a compilation of everything that's going on Rant. Sean's going to be doing the header of it. I'll be putting stuff in. Smokey's going to be putting stuff in about the DJs, etc., etc. All the new shows that are coming on. So people know what's going on. Sean's new show has a name. Sean's new show is called Newsreel with Sean Kennedy. News R-E-A-L. It's already in the forums. I've updated the name. Newsreels were things that were played before the movies back in the day. That's how people used to get their news. They all went to the movie theater. Everyone used to go to the movies because they didn't have TVs way back in the day. And
that was a big thing back then.
That was
back
the
in the old
thing.
Black and white days.
You used to watch a cartoon, get the news, like daily news. They would do new news.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Yeah. And then you watch the movie.
All the war news was before the movies, right?
Exactly. So it's called Newsreel with Sean Kennedy. And it will be on at 9 a.m. Pacific time and repeated at 8 p.m. or 10 p.m. depending on which day, because it's crowded at night. For the people overseas or different time zones, so there's two times to catch it, and everybody should be able to catch one or the other, and they will be archived in some format somewhere. So even if you can't...
And I just had a thought about this the other day.
Yes.
It's going to be pre-recorded.
Yes.
And from history and previous experience, when Sean does pre-recorded stuff, it needs to be post-produced.
I'm giving him full instructions. No worries.
Okay.
And I'm showing him
say,
hands-on.
Somebody needs to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all going to be all
pre-laid
out.
Because if nobody can do it, I can do it.
Yeah. No, that's... Oh, my God. Way too much work. But, it's. I'm going to show him. He's got all the tools now. I've set up his computer. He's got a microphone set up, new desk, and it's just drag and drop, and I've got full instructions for him. And here...
I just thought I would offer because I know what he does, and I know what needs to be done, so I just thought I would offer.
Yeah.
Because I have nothing but time.
We'll see how it goes. I have some confidence in him, but if it goes really bad...
I'm not running him down.
Yeah.
I just know it... needs to be done.
Yeah, definitely it needs to be done. But he's got a good microphone, good setup. I'll give him instructions how to talk into the microphone. Because I was running the board before when we were doing the show together, when Sean and I. So I was able to trust and tell him and give him tips and stuff. But should be okay. Let's see. Check out the deadly promo flyer that Smokey released to the IRC a little while ago. It's on our page.
That link is in... Yeah.
If you could post
that link isn't really complete, but I'll put that up there.
If you could post just our page, because that links into our webpage, you can download the archives for our stuff. And since my computer took a giant shit last week, the archives for last week's show are not up. Don't worry, it sounds like crap anyway.
That's good, they sucked. Yeah, it sucked.
Well,
we don't want that anyway.
The show wasn't too bad, but it sounds like poop. Just bad. Hopefully I can clear it up in the post-production.
It was good for you, but it was horrible for me.
True. Actually, it'll sound okay.
It was a nightmare.
It'll sound okay recorded because I'll be the same. So, never know. But okay. Check out that promo flyer. It's got cartoon caricatures of Smokey and I. It's amazing.
That's awesome.
I loved it.
I want that on a t-shirt.
Yeah, a t-shirt, a poster. I gotta print that out. Like,
there's only one thing on it that needs to be fixed.
What's that?
The time of the show isn't on there.
I didn't want to put that on because
why?
Just in case we move time zone, you know, and then it gets out of date, and then I have to go back and ask them. Oh, I lost it.
That's true.
Like, yeah, they can go to rantradio.com, and we're there. Like, they can find out for themselves.
See, I was worried because there's so many shows on the station that are better than ours, right? So
run us
come,
down.
Well, I'm being honest. They'll come looking for us, right?
True.
And they'll find somebody better, and we'll get lost.
Cup of Joe kicks our ass.
That sucks.
And so do a lot of other shows, but people come and listen to us.
But that's so awesome. I saw that, and I'm like, I didn't even notice the American flag behind me right off. It took me a second to notice that.
What?
I'm like, wow.
Really?
There's a piece of an American flag sitting behind me if you look.
Check that out.
It's over on the, toward the left.
I've got a rant poster or something in behind of mine.
Right.
I've got a little... Oh, my computer's just lagging here. Loading it up. Loading. Oh, okay, I'll go back to this. Okay, there's a new section in the forums called the Rant Creative Community, where people can ask questions and discuss writing, graphics, art, programming, video, and audio. So check that out in the forums. It's a whole section, so that should cover all the creative side of people. They can ask questions about how to film stuff, how to get the levels right, how do you do this or that, or the other thing, mm-hmm. how do you produce shows, what's the best microphone to get, that kind of stuff, because it's all been scattered right now, and I thought I'd consolidate it, and
right.
if you're working on programming or stuff, or doing graphics, and, you know, can trade stuff, I thought that would be a good addition to the forums, so
yeah,
go check
that out. People ask me a lot of questions about microphones and software and this and that.
Me too.
It's not that I don't want to answer your question. It's like I just don't have time.
And there's hundreds of people out there that can help you with that. And
right.
there's hundreds of people in the forums. So just post it there. Now we've got a place for it, and I'm going to be directing people that ask me those kind of questions to the forums. And people are more than willing to help people out in the forums, I've noticed. Mm-hmm. It's really, really nice. Patrolling Episode 10 is out next Sunday. But in the meantime, you can check out some screen caps. If you can post that link there.
Sure.
All of the screen caps for the full season are up for episodes 10 and 11. Go check them out. The last two shows are going to be absolutely amazing. He's out and about doing really cool stuff. Lots of neat shots. So we've saved the best for last. And right before Christmas, so it's kind of your Christmas present from Rant, the finale of the seasons, and I'm going to try and include a preview of Season 2 at the end of the last episodes while the credits roll or something like that, just
Ooh.
Without sound, just with a bunch of quick shots of all the stuff that's going to be
right.
coming up, and I think that
would
be kind of neat. Just for people
to
see
Very
some
cool.
stuff. And, of course, the Patrolling DVD is coming out probably February with tons of extras, commentary on everything. Even the extras are going to have commentary. It's going to
well,
be an outtakes.
Who's showing off now?
Yeah, for sure.
I had to laugh about the last episode. I try not
Which
to make
part?
Fun of it, but any guy who packs a bag and has to jump up and down in it to get the stuff in it...
Too much stuff. Well, it kind of shows that it's a pretty damn tough bag, and the stuff in it's tough.
Oh,
and also
yeah, it is.
But
I bet it weighs 945 pounds.
It does. Oh my God, that thing was so heavy, like so
yeah.
packed. Like everything he put in that was already packed, and then he packed
yeah.
all that stuff. Like it's a bag for leaving. Like that's your whole world after you take off, or something goes bad, or whatever, right?
It's cool, but I could never do that.
Oh, I couldn't carry that. I couldn't carry
that. I could pick it up probably, and they're like, "Can you move?" No.
Oh no.
No,
so
here I am with this bag.
You just have to get a smaller bag. Everyone would have to just kind of figure it out.
Yeah.
The laptop was in there at the bottom. I was there. I verified that. It wasn't like trick photography.
and he stepped in it like that.
Oh, he was stomping on the ground, throwing it around, and it still worked. Like, he uses it still. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Time for listeners' email. Take it away, Strong Bad.
You skipped one, dude.
Oh, wait. Right. The most important one, actually. Let's go back to the music.
Nice going.
Well, which song was I on? Oh, crap. Oh, that's really
good
loud.
Thing I'm here.
Yeah, that's right. That's why you're here, so I don't skip the mail.
You skipped the big one.
Skip
nice
the
job.
Massive, huge announcement. Sean Kennedy and myself are going to New York. Yes. Both of us are going to New York sometime in around February. We're speaking at the Adirondack Community College, which is
Adirondack, for those who speak English.
Adirondack. Is it a known community college, or are you just
there's
know how
community
to pronounce
colleges.
It?
There's, I know how to pronounce them. I'm American.
Yeah.
There's community colleges every 45 feet.
Oh, okay.
So there's that's where I went.
Okay.
I went to a community college, so it's pretty common.
Okay.
At least he knows where he's going now. Which is
definitely. That's an improvement. That's an improvement. So they've invited us there to speak about Rant, how we did it, how we made it this far, and how other people could do it, and about the media, and
mm-hmm.
just in general, just stuff, you know, stuff that we normally say. And
the standard interview in front of everybody else.
Standard spiel. Well, we're going to get
the
some good stuff.
Spiel.
We're gonna hype it up because it is a spoken word thing, kind of thing, and it is very special. We're being flown out to New York, being put up, and stuff like that.
They're paying for it.
It's fully paid. Fully.
This
paid.
This is so lame. This is so lame because I do all this work and I get nothing. It's
Sean's
horrible.
Sean's the mouthpiece. He knows how to talk. I don't know how to talk.
I know he is. I know he is. But you get to go. Nobody's flying me anywhere. I'm such a bitch.
Only so many people can
you
be
better
flown.
Bring me something. You better bring me something back this time.
Go bring your piece of the rubble. How about that?
That's right. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. A piece of the fuselage.
I got a pick on him about it. It's my job. You too. I get to go. For what?
Yay. Well, I'm going to try and speak. I don't know. I might get stage fright and run away, but... Sean's going to burn most of it.
Yeah, I probably would. You're going to film it, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Because there's going to be some fans there, I'm sure. It's just outside. So if people want to look that up, it is not New York, New York. It is outside of New York. It's about 3 hours away from New York itself, New York City, I'll say, because it's New York and New York. Kind of confusing. It's about 3 hours away from New York City. But afterwards, we're going to head into New York City and pound the pavement there and meet up with all of you guys on the East Coast. So please email me if you can drive to that area or be in that area around February, or if you live in that area, email me info@rantradio.com and also set up a forum, and we'll get that all organized and have a big, huge, massive meetup. And who knows, we'll go to Times Square and you guys can show us around. And put us up in your...
Do you want me to call Bill Lessard?
Oh, we're meeting Bill Lessard. He's going to take us for coffee.
I guess... did you talk to him already?
Oh, he doesn't know. He doesn't know.
I guess...
We may just, like, when we're in there, we'll just phone him. Hey, Bill, we're in New York. Yeah, where are you?
Okay.
We'll be there in 10 minutes.
Sean probably lost his phone number.
Oh, well, I'll get it from you if you could... That'd be so funny. That'd be so funny. He would flip his wig. Totally flip.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get a video
interview.
You
should film that too when that happens.
We're filming everything. I'm bringing like a stack of tapes. Oh my God. Sean goes
He's
to New
crazy.
York.
I remember one day Bill Lessard called me up and he just sang country songs for like 20 minutes.
Oh, he's insane.
And it was hilarious.
He's absolutely
crazy.
Batshit. He's crazy. He's so funny though. Oh
it was off. He is. He's hilarious.
Huh. But that is good. I've never been to New York. It'll be lots of fun.
Yeah, I haven't been there yet either.
Sparky just came back from New York. How does it happen? Like this?
How did this happen?
I don't know.
This whole thing.
Somebody just emailed me. Hey, you want to talk in New York? And I said, damn right. So we're going to New York. That's how it happens. I don't know.
I might be able to get you set up in some other places too. I got to talk to some other people.
If you know any other places, If anybody knows some places that they want to get Sean in and do some talks, email me, info@rantradio.com. Oh, wait, somebody's trying to phone me. You can't phone me right now, you know.
Very cool.
You can't phone me.
No, not now.
Later, later. And we're also going down to DEF CON again, DEF CON 13. Where
and I may be going too.
Really? Going to be able to make it down this year. Very nice.
I might, because Invader insisted that I go.
He's going to drive you there, or where does he live?
Yeah, he lives in Pennsylvania, so he said he's going to come through and pick me up.
Perfect.
So,
and Sean's going to speak there this time, I'm sure.
Oh, sure, I'll believe that when I see it.
Yeah.
Considering how that place is run. But Invader told me, he's like, I got a handicap accessible room and everything already.
What?
And he's like, so you have to go. And I'm like, oh damn. So I may actually be there.
Wow, that's sweet. Invader's the guy I'm thinking who it is, he's a very cool dude. He's a really big guy.
Yeah, he hangs around the IRC a lot.
Yeah.
So
he was being our bodyguard or whatever down there.
Yeah.
That was awesome. That was so fun, so much fun. But yeah, big news. Lots of very cool things happening in the new year, as you can imagine. Things are going crazy next year. So now it's time for the listener email. So now, Strong Bad, please help us out. Here we go.
Email is awesome. Email is weird. Email is awesome. And email is weird. I'll never forget the way it was, girl.
First one's from Ice Razor. Sorry to be on your ass all the time. Could you ask the man a question, Sim? I was...
That's so horrible. Yeah. It's like, you can speak to him through me.
I speak to the dead.
I channeled the man.
Soon,
but he talks to me now because I made him do
you
it.
You made him talk to you, eh? Well, that's one way of doing
it,
I guess.
So we're good now.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. I said, you have to. You don't have a choice. And he's like, okay.
soon Sean will have an email address. Not yet, but soon he will have an email, public email address. You can email him. He won't email you back, probably, because he'll be inundated with thousands a week. But he'll probably read it.
All right.
Anyway, let's get on with this. I was wondering, since I'm from Mexicania and stuff, I was wondering if he'd let me translate the rants to Mexican. I mean, I put the rants on my laptop at full volume at random places, and I do enjoy them
That's
a lot.
Great.
No one else knows what the hell Sean is saying, because I guess he's from Mexico. I've been thinking of making my own rants as well. Anyway, I'm wondering if Sean thinks it's okay. Thanks in advance. Ice Razor. Well,
no one's allowed to get angry but him.
Yeah,
you cannot rant. It's totally against the law.
Yeah, he's got a patent on it. Nobody can actually use the word rant or actually do the ranting itself. Since nobody did patent it before Sean, and prior art doesn't count because, well, too bad. No. this email was actually early in the week, and I said, well, of course. Of course you can do that. You can do whatever you want. Jesus. And he actually did it. He translated one of Sean's rants to Spanish.
Did it work?
It's bizarre. And he did it. He recorded it. And this guy speaks a mile a minute. So here it is.
I still have to have this.
This is it. This one is... called Judging. I can't remember which one it actually is. I don't think he did one called Judging.
Yeah, he did.
Is it called Actual Judging? Okay.
It's nope. Judging or Judgment or something like that.
I know Cerulean speaks Spanish. I don't know if she's not in the IRC. Oh, she is in the IRC, but I don't know if she's talking.
I used to speak Spanish.
So if she's in there, she will understand that. You used to speak Spanish? I don't even think people who speak Spanish will understand this guy.
I used to be fluent at it, and then I quit doing it, so now I lost it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Cool. This is only a minute and 24 seconds, because he speaks really fast. So this is Ice Razor with a Spanish translation of Sean Kennedy's rant, Judging. Enjoy it for yourself. So be quiet for a bit, Smokey. Okay.
Okay. ¿Sabes? La gente siempre llega conmigo y me pregunta, ay, ¿qué te da el derecho a juzgar? ¿Qué chingados te da el derecho a juzgarme a mí?
Bueno,
todo el mundo tiene derecho a juzgar, ¿ok? Siento informarte, pero todo el mundo hace juicios. Sales de tu casa, ves cosas, haces juicios. Es completamente normal y saludable. Todo el mundo lo hace. Está bien hacer un juicio. Lo que no está bien es cuando tú tratas de imponer tu mierda a las otras personas. Cuando la gente dice, ¿qué te da el derecho a juzgar? No deberías que te muerte a defender ese argumento. Deberías poder decir, bueno, yo me doy el pinche derecho a juzgar porque yo soy yo. La pregunta correcta sería, ¿qué es lo que te da a ti el derecho a imponer tu mierda en la demás gente? Esa es la clave. También es preguntarte, ¿de dónde sacas los estándares morales en los cuales te estás basando para juzgar? ¿Lo sacas de un libro? ¿De un jodido libro de 2000 años de antigüedad? ¿O lo sacas de tu experiencia o de tu vida? ¿De ahí lo estás sacando todo? ¿O lo sacas de lo que la demás gente te ha dicho? ¿De lo que la demás gente te ha programado para decir? ¿De ahí? Siéntate un rato y piensa en eso. ¿Qué chingados te da derecho a juzgar? La gente viene y me pregunta, hey tú, ¿qué te da derecho a juzgar a esa pobre gente? Mi nombre es Ice, yo juzgo. ¿Tu nombre es otra cosa? Eso te da el derecho a juzgar. Todos juzgamos, eso es lo que pasa. ¿Pero qué te da a ti el derecho a someter a la demás gente con tu mierda? ¿Crees que nos gusta? ¿O es porque las demás personas somos de alguna forma víctimas y necesitamos de tu ayuda? ¿Es el consentimiento implicado que recibes cuando una mujer grita violación? ¿En ese momento puedes ayudarla? Siéntate y ponte a pensar en eso. Solo actúa y piensa por ti mismo.
There we go. Super, super quick speaker. It's insane. It's insane. You have to listen.
Everybody
to
heard that but me.
You're reading all the IRC feedback, I guess.
Yeah.
They're like, he swore like 9 times now and he's super fast. Oh, it's so funny.
I would be nervous playing what Sean says in a foreign country. Because yeah. Some countries aren't so forgiving. And
yeah, they may have different rules over there, yeah, different ideals. And
yeah, it would make me a little nervous.
Yeah. Oh, anyway.
Good for you, dude.
Yeah, that's very, very, very cool. That's amazing stuff there, that somebody would take the time to actually translate it and then actually do it. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I forgot to do this. If you'd like to support Sean when he does come back on the radio, please go to this page and check that out. Sean is going to do this full-time, go back on the radio, and it's going to be his job. That's what he's going to do. Mm-hmm. He's going to work for you people and entertaining you people full-time.
So I hope this works.
I hope it works, too. It'll be very, very cool. And and he'll be able to do much, much, much more than he is doing right now for everyone. And I think most people would appreciate that quite a bit. And a lot of people have already supported him. And I really want to thank you for that. Like, tons of people have already signed up for the subscriptions for helping out Sean. A subscription to the man.
Should we send out, like, subscription cards in the newsletter?
I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do yet about that. We're going to definitely thank them somehow. Maybe in the newsletters or on a show or somehow do that with, like, their first names or something. So we don't give away exactly who they are.
Yeah.
It's Steve and Mike and, well, you know who you are and stuff like that.
I just have this visual of there actually being, like, a Rant Media magazine and all these subscription cards falling out.
Falling to the floor. God damn these things. Oh, that would be sweet, an actual magazine. I'd love to see Pain turn into that or something like that.
Yeah,
that'd be very sweet.
That'd be pretty cool.
This next one is from Werewolf. Ooh. I just found a justification for my monthly broadband costs. I'm in England, which is pretty backwards when it comes to good radio, but Rant Radio has alleviated some of my bitterness towards this country's feeble attempts at humor and entertainment. I'll be listening regularly from now on.
Well, you got Monty Python, man.
Damn, like, that's the best comedy over in Britain? Oh my God, that's where it all comes from.
That's as good as you're going to get over there.
And they're thinking, we're better than that? Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Hey, I don't mind being a justification for someone spending money. I'll take it.
For sure. Oh, yeah. This next one's from Tome. And then I have Rant Radio in brackets. Oh, because it's about Rant Radio. Thank you for pulling together such an inspiring and intelligent community. I listen to the Rant Radio stations every day, Industrial 128K being my favorite, and I plug your site everywhere I go.
Apparently he's never been in the IRC.
Yeah, danger, don't go in the IRC. Forums, tolerable.
Inspiring and intelligent. Apparently this man has never heard an IRC cock joke.
Inspiring to kick everyone's ass, maybe, in the IRC. and thinking
thanks,
you're
dude.
Intelligent more than everyone else in the IRC, but... Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, Chappelle Page says, intelligent community. IRC hard.
At least they're honest with themselves. That's amazing.
That is good, yeah. This one's from Mini Bick. Sup. I've been a Rant Radio listener for a year or so. I was introduced to you guys through my sister, alias Olicron. From what I know, she is well known in the rant community. Yes, actually, she is. Around here. Anywho, okay. She, you know that skateboard picture?
Uh-huh.
On the Rant Media site? That's hers.
Right.
That's her skateboard.
Okay.
With the burning monk on the bottom of her skateboard. Absolutely amazing.
Because I feel bad. I didn't know who she was. I'm like,
oh, that's
sure.
Okay. She's not in the IRC. She's not in the forums. She's just a real life fan.
Like, that's why I don't know.
Local real life fan. She goes to the meets and stuff.
Right.
Anywho, I just thought I'd start getting involved. My nickname is Mini Bick, for I'm known for breathing fire and butane. Pyrotechnics is my hobby. I'm also a skater like my sister, with one difference. I actually do tricks. I am one of the best skaters of my age in Abbotsford, and that's near Vancouver. I am an obsessive...
I've been there.
Did you drive... Oh, no, you went... Did you go there? I can't remember.
Well, that's where Inky lived at the time.
Lived at the time. Oh, right. Okay, so you have been to Abbotsford.
I went to Abbotsford a couple times.
Cool. I am an obsessive Sean Kennedy listener, mainly because I think I have the same personality as him. Danger. I think the way he says it like it is and isn't chicken shit to expose the media. Sean, you are the fucking man. I'm only 13, yet I'm not what you expect a 13-year-old to be like. I am a genius, and I hang out with people over 16 usually, because I hate having to dumb down my maturity to my class's level. This is actually pretty well written, except it's not spelled very well, but it's written. No, like the way I'm saying it is exactly how he wrote it.
Yeah, and I hate to say it, because I always say we shouldn't make fun of them. Yeah. But if you're going to call yourself a genius,
capitalize
spell
your eyes.
It right.
Capitalize
spell
your
it right.
Oh, genius, yeah. I look forward to getting involved more in Rant Radio. Oh, yeah. I have 2 lip piercings, 6 ear piercings, with left lobe stretched to -2 and an eyebrow piercing.
Yes, that's important for radio.
It is very important to know everyone's piercings when they email in. So everyone, when you email in, include your piercings.
And any tattoos you may have.
Yes, tattoos, locations, and a scan. Next one's...
We need a listener tattoo gallery. How about that?
That sounds like more work.
No. Listener tattoos. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe if it says Rant Radio on it, I'll put it up or something like that.
Yeah.
Body
art. Rant Radio body art.
This one's from Red Maiden. Sim, I got a job working for Santa Claus as an elf. At 6'3", I don't make the most believable elf. That, and we don't have actual elf costumes. Sadness. Anyway, because taking pictures makes me angry, almost gets me fired, and almost gets other people hurt, I work mostly greeting people. In this, I say hi, show them the packages, tell them how they're getting screwed, stir up some talk. Now, in between the guy who told me he had to work on Thanksgiving in pharmaceuticals and narcotics at the psychotherapist, and the psychotherapist came about 2 customers of interest. The first was a female. It took some prodding to actually tell me what she does for a living. She says she works at Coke, punching numbers, something to do with sales. I tell her that I know how to get into the root menu of a Coke machine. She tells me that there are cameras in the machine. Cameras in the machines! And they are watch. I don't know. Oh, here it is. And they're watching us. If and when we try and steal from them, they monitor it. I don't know if I believe that. Maybe, just a folks tale that Coke says to stop people from stealing.
Yeah, they're not going to put a camera in a machine because you might steal a 10-cent can of soda.
That might be a bit expensive for them to do
that. Yeah, because that's all it costs about in the first place. It's probably about a dime for a can of soda.
For sure, if not less.
So they're not going to bother with that.
But interesting info. If somebody can confirm that. So Shrine Master says no cameras in Coke machines.
Right.
The second guy works for a company that makes devices that reads barcodes. I tried bringing up what each bar space combination means. He tells me about mini barcodes and such. I say, oh, so when do you suppose they'll start putting those on people? He then told me about these small cameras he had worked with that UPS uses to take your picture when you sign that little board thingy. He says it was to prevent fraud, matches your name with the picture. I don't know about that either, but that's more of a possibility. Definitely more of a possibility because those things look pretty expensive.
Yeah, I've only signed one of those things once, and I didn't really pay attention, so
I
couldn't really say.
I'm going to look at those next time I sign, see if there's any, little round things at the top. Because it would be pointed right at your face if it put a wide enough angle on it. I then brought up RFID tags. He said that Abercrombie and Finch is opening a store in New York that sells only RFID merchandise. Said they do it just to keep track of the clothes and that they shut off when the clothes leaves the store. I told him I thought that was crap. Then it was his turn to take his kids to go see Santa. Because they probably don't turn them off when they leave the store. Why would they care?
Yeah, I don't.
That's an extra step they don't need to do.
This is a special store. We sell RFID only. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
There's a selling point.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I'm going to go there. For sure. Does it cost more or something? I don't know.
That's stupid.
A pharmacist actually came and he said he could hook me up with caffeine 4. I asked him if he could get me that pill that they give to narcolepsy patients that takes away the need to sleep on narcoleptics.
Narcoleptics.
I can never remember the name.
There you go.
He said that it only worked for 2 or 3 days. Just some things.
Oh, it's Provigil.
Was it Provigil? Okay.
And I think it's Provigil.
Yeah. Sean would love that kind of stuff. Oh, my God.
I would never, ever take that.
Oh, my God, no.
Because I'm thinking it would kill you eventually.
Oh, for sure. But this guy says only 2 or 3 days it only works for, which totally makes sense. Your body's going to go, blah. Oh, glucose says it's modafinil. That sounds a bit...
Is it?
Oh, two people said modafinil. Provigil is a brand name. Okay, so you're both right.
Oh, well, okay. You know, but nobody ever goes to the pharmacist and asks for the chemical. I mean, I take some prescription pills, too, but I don't know what the chemical names are. Wow. I ask for the brand name.
Yeah, well, most people
Smart
do know the brand name, but there you go. This one's from Dave. Sean, don't know if you're going to see this, nor do I know if... Okay, let me start that again. Sean, don't know if you're going to see this, nor do I know if you care. Sean will not
see it. He probably won't see it, but he might care.
He might care. This is yet another person
Maybe.
Saying thank you for what you're doing. It really does mean a lot to see that there are still decent people in this world that try their best despite all the shit to make a difference. Saw SKTFM.TV's episode 9 for the 100th time. This is actually probably patrolling. And I think the speech in the end, like all the speeches and rants on patrolling, is something that everyone needs to hear. And that was one about the letter that keeps the inspiration going, and et cetera, et cetera. That was in the last patrolling. I am trying to come up with different ways to get others to hear you, considering TV, radio, and random drop points for your recordings all... What?
Okay. I have no idea.
Considering TV, radio, and random drop points for your recordings all over New York City. So this guy's actually from New York City, so we could actually visit him. That's very cool. So be ready for more listeners and open minds. Well, that's perfect if he's doing all this all around New York City. Damn. We had lots of people coming to the conference.
That's a lot of people.
New York City's very large. very large.
I would love to see you bring back film of just a mob.
The mob.
Actually, I'm more worried about the opposite.
Hate mongers?
No, not hate mongers, just not many people. Like, who's this dude?
No, there's tons of people. We've got lots of events. And it's 2 months away. 3 months away. We'll get enough people.
Yeah.
Knowing about it, and they'll know the date and stuff, so...
You know me, I just always have concerns.
I have doubts. Yeah.
I can't help it.
It's good to think the worst and good to think the best. Keep it on both ends of the spectrum.
Right.
Continues on. Anyway, I don't want to take up a lot of your time, nor do I want to get sidetracked and start babbling, as I most likely have already. Well, not really. I just wanted to know what you're doing means a lot. It's very appreciated. Same goes for you, Sim. Keep up the good work. Everyone loves what you and everyone else is doing. The end. Peace, Dave.
The end.
The end. It really wasn't that long, Dave.
No.
It's not a story.
I've gotten ones longer than this.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And I notice that the older I get and the longer I do this, the more I get to be like Sean.
How so?
Because by the third line, I'm bored. And it's not personal to anyone who sends me an email.
Yeah.
I just, sometimes it's like, after about the second or third line, I start to drift. I don't know why that is. I just do.
You need some drugs to get, you got ADD or something. You need some mind-altering drugs there, Smokey.
I think I do, because I'll sit down at the computer with the intention of doing something.
Yeah.
And I'll look at my desktop with all the icons. I'll be like, why am I here? What was it I was going to do?
totally gone, out of your mind.
I do that all the time. It's getting horrible.
That's bad. Watch too much TV or something. I don't know.
Who knows? Oh, yeah, I watch a lot of TV.
You have lots of time for that, eh?
I've had people have seen me in webcam pictures, and they're like, is that TV ever on? I'm like, not really.
Only
my TV's never on.
If it's movies, then. Oh, Eli says, yeah, get off the weed, Smokey, and take some more LSD.
Yeah, that'll help.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, I do not do weed before someone asks me. I do not smoke weed.
Okay, on to the internet news. If you could paste that into there.
Of course.
TiVo pop-up ads may erode consumer control. So your TV is coming with pop-up ads now. It's already here. What do you mean? It's not even coming. It's now. Digital video recording pioneer TiVo has long promised TV your way. But the company's plans for pop-up... Oh, it's not here. Plans for pop-up ads and restrictions on copying has sparked worries that the service may be eroding consumer control in favor of Hollywood's and advertiser interests. It's becoming TiVo their way. Consumers are very distrustful of technologies that seize yet another opportunity to offer up advertising, says Mike, legal director of public knowledge, a public interest group. Whether the fears are founded or not, he said, it feels like TiVo is taking away some of the prerogatives. Prerogatives? Wow, that's I think he spelt that wrong.
Nicely done.
And flexibility that TiVo TV watchers have become accustomed to. TiVo officials that say starting in March, users will begin to see some static images, such as a company logo, appearing on their TV screens as they fast-forward through commercials. So when you fast-forward to skip the commercials, they're going to force different commercials on you. Good stuff.
Okay.
The billboard-like ads, which will last about 4 seconds for a fast-forwarded 30-second spot, may offer giveaways or links to other ads. For some ads, viewers could choose to provide advertisers with their contact data so they can get more direct marketing.
Oh, yes, can I please do that?
Please, I love the ads.
I need more spam, because I have 90% spam, and that's just not enough.
And a pop-up recording tag is also planned. A thumbs-up icon would appear during TV show promotions and allow users to instantly place these programs in the recording queue. So pop-ups, pop-ups, pop-ups everywhere. Vote with your dollar. Don't get it.
And soon comes the pop-up killer for TiVo.
Exactly. You have to flash the bias on TiVo. And God.
The title, Director of Public Knowledge, scares the shit out of me.
That is a very scary name, but he's fighting for on our side, thankfully.
Yeah. If he's fighting on our side, change your title, dude.
Yeah, that's a scary title.
That's some scary post-apocalyptic movie shit there. I am the director of public knowledge.
I
have control of what you know.
Gator says, yes. Gator 1 says, I want TiVo porn ads. Those might be okay. At first.
Until you're trying to watch a Disney movie with your kids.
And starts going, shield your eyes, children.
And that's actually happened.
Yes. Many times in the past, actually. It's quite funny.
Yes.
And the way to avoid that is to educate your kids.
Yes.
Rather than shield them, and then they won't even care
about
it. This next one is sent in by Barbed Wireless. Government is now using color laser printer technology to track your documents. As they did way, way in the past when printing presses first came out to control the media and newspapers back when printing presses first came out long, long, long time ago, they're now doing it again. With color laser printers. Next time you make a printout from your color laser printer, shine an LED flashlight beam on it, examine it closely with a magnifying glass. You might be able to see the small, scattered yellow dots printed there that could be used to trace the document back to you. Who's proofreading these things? Jesus.
Yeah.
According to the experts, several printer companies quietly encode the serial number and manufacturing code of their color laser printers and color copiers on every document these machines produce. Governments, including the United States, have already used the hidden markings to track counterfeiters.
Okay.
Yeah, and they really came out and told you this when you bought it, eh? Yep. So everything you've ever printed is being tracked. Peter, a senior research fellow at Xerox, says his company's laser printers, copiers, and multifunction workstations, such as its insert brand here, put the serial number of each machine coded in little yellow dots in every printout. The millimeter-sized dots appear about every inch on a page, nestled within the printed words and margins. It's a trail back to you, like a license plate, Crean says. The dots' minuscule size, covering less than 1/1000th of the page, along with their color combination of yellow and white, makes them invisible to the naked eye. One way to determine if your color laser is applying these tracking processes to shine in blue LED light, say from a keychain laser flashlight on your page and use a magnifier. Nice. Good.
You know, I wouldn't be too worried because things like paperwork and the U.S. government don't really mix. They have no clue what they're doing. Not even a little bit.
It sounds so scary, but they've got their head up their ass, so it won't even be effective.
Because, well, like me, you know, I applied for Social Security insurance about 3 or 4, and I filled out all this paperwork, and they said, "Well, you'll hear from us in 4 months." So I'm like, okay, and the 4 months is now up, and I heard something from them. But what they did is send me more paperwork to fill out.
Oh, good.
It took them 4 months to send me more paperwork.
Oh,
and it was like the same form like 10 times, and stapled to that form is a document talking about the Paperwork Reduction Act that they use. And I'm like, well, this is paperwork reduction?
More paperwork? Yeah.
Yeah, so don't worry about it that much because they don't know what the fuck they're doing anyway.
Oh, man. But scary nonetheless.
Yes, it is.
That everything you print is being tracked, so maybe not jump up to the $10,000 color laser yet. Most people don't have them. They're mostly companies.
Yeah.
But, you know, they will come down in price. And
yes,
who knows what all the other printers are doing. Somebody just found this out, and they've been doing this for quite a while. I think it's later in the story how long they've actually been doing this for.
Yeah, I should ask a friend of mine because he works for a printer company, and he knows all about them.
Oh, really? That would
be
cool.
I should ask him about that. I'll do that.
Xerox pioneered this technology about 20 years ago. Yeah, so they've been tracking us for 20 years.
Okay.
Everything we printed. Good stuff. Yeah, 20 years later, we get to figure it out.
I haven't done anything worth tracking anyway.
There you go. So this is from Spider Jerusalem. Obesity liability waiver offered to Thanksgiving hosts. If you're throwing a Thanksgiving party, this is tongue-in-cheek, but if you're throwing a Thanksgiving party, you might want to have your guests sign a legal waiver allowing you to serve unlimited helpings of turkey, stuffing, and cranberry sauce without fear you're getting hit with a big, fat lawsuit.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
This is the advice of the Center for Consumer Freedom, which has drafted a release form called the Thanksgiving Guest Liability and Indemnification Agreement. To prevent sue-happy guests from slapping the host of a feast with an obesity lawsuit, which have happened. It has happened against McDonald's, and it will happen against other places. So
yeah.
It's tongue-in-cheek now, but everything is tongue-in-cheek now comes to be real later. The agreement makes eaters agree not to haul the dinner host into court for the failure to, quote, provide nutritional information, warn of potential overeating, or offer healthy alternatives.
That is so lame, okay? Because, I mean, you can see people assume McDonald's, okay, but people don't go to McDonald's for Thanksgiving.
I hope not. Oh.
The number one rule of thumb here is, if you think someone's gonna might sue you, don't invite them to your house.
They're not your friend.
That's... I mean, I know people try to protect themselves today, but that's the lamest thing I've ever heard. would you sign this before I gave you a turkey sandwich? Kiss
no,
my ass.
I definitely would walk out of your house if you put this in front of me. Spokesman Dan says his organization felt the need to make the waiver available to the American public because, these days, there's so many food police and lawyers hungry to make obesity lawsuits their next cash cow.
No, they want that because people are stupid.
Yes, very, very.
I'm gonna sue you because I'm fat.
Fat and stupid.
Don't blame me because you have no willpower. You know, I'm a little fat too, but I don't blame anybody but myself for it.
But Smoku, we've got to protect the weak of our society, the crippled, the blind, the dumb, the fat, who can't help themselves.
Screw the weak. The weak get eaten, okay? That's what happens to them. It's,
says
it's the natural
guy on
order.
Social assistance.
Yes. Hey.
Milk it while it's there, eh?
I haven't gotten it yet,
oh,
man.
True. 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 There you go.
I'd rather work, so don't pick on me about that.
This next one's from Spider Jerusalem. Google sued by nude photo website. A California-based pornographer says it's suing the world's most popular search engine, Google, for easing illegal access to its website. Perfect 10, which offers pictures of the world's most beautiful natural women, says Google's web search gives users free usernames and passwords. Yeah, maybe she should protect your website a bit better. It says Google also shows stolen Perfect 10 photos on other websites, enabling people to view them without paying. Google declined to comment, says it has not seen the suit yet.
Well, thank you for showing us where to get free porn.
Yes. They're showing pictures from my magazine and my website for free, so there's no reason for anyone to buy my products. Perfect 10
Well, then
president.
It must be awful.
Yeah. He said he was suing Google for unspecified amount of damage for violating copy and harming his ability to make profits. So, Google's searches throw up thumbnails of images honed by Perfect 10. So I'm sure a lot of people out there have gone to Google Images at the top there on Google.
Yeah.
And they go to web pages and cache images. So Google just spiders the internet blindly getting images.
Yeah.
And this guy has not locked down his website enough, obviously, to secure his passwords.
Yeah.
Or has not hidden his... These are the free pictures, I'm quite sure.
Yeah. I mean, because archive.org does it too.
Yeah, they archive tons of stuff as well. You can go to like and let's see old lame rant radio pages and take a look at their old pages.
And it's those are great.
Go to Microsoft's one and see like their ancient web page. That's really interesting. That's a funny one. Let's see. This next one's from Spider Jerusalem again.
Busy person.
Very busy and sending in decent stories too. Exploding cell phones, a growing problem. Curtis Sathras.
Really?
Yeah. Like, tons of exploding cell phones all over the country.
And I haven't seen this yet?
It was in the news about 5 days ago. It was all over the place.
I must have missed that one.
Curtis said it was like a bomb going off. His 13-year-old son, Michael, stood stunned, ears ringing and hand gushing blood after his cell phone exploded.
Wow. That's a movie moment right there.
Isn't it? Safety officials have received 83 reports of cell phones exploding or catching fire in the past 2 years, usually because of bad batteries or chargers.
Okay, now it makes sense.
Burns to face, neck, leg, and hip are among the dozens of injury reports that Consumer Product Safety Commission has received. The agency is providing tips for cell phone users to avoid such accidents and stepped up the oversight of the wireless industry. There have been 3 voluntary battery recalls, and the CPSC, whoever that, consume the stuff I said, just said, is working with companies to create better battery standards. They're receiving more and more reports of incidents involving cell phones, and we're very concerned for the potential of serious injuries or more fires. U.S. phone makers and carriers say most fires and explosions are caused by counterfeit batteries, and note that in a country with some 170 million cell phone users, the number of accidents is extremely low.
Yeah.
Very true. 83 out of 170 million is
70 million, that's very low. Can you imagine having to go to the emergency room because a cell phone exploded and, like, burned your ass?
Oh, yeah. That's very scary. Like, not even, like, being on your person, but in the middle of the night, your cell phone's on the couch or on your bed or somewhere flammable, it explodes, and all of a sudden you wake up.
And your house burns down.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Because of a cell phone? Oh, my God, that's scary. Scary, scary, scary.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, next story. This is from Dathius and Spider Jerusalem. Bowman, who copyrighted name, faces more jail time. A man who says he copyrighted his name and claims people must pay him $500,000 each time they use it faces more jail time for frivolous liens against lawyers and public officials.
Oh, good.
This guy is a nut job. A state Supreme Court justice will decide this week whether to impose a suspended sentence on Ghislaine Breton of Bow after Breton threatened to file a round of new liens. Justice James Duggan heard the case on Friday. Breton, 40, a former carpenter, just like Jesus, claims that people must pay up each time they use his name. He filed liens for millions of dollars against the lawyer and state officials who handled his divorce.
Oh, that's some gratitude.
Yeah, liens are easy to file in New Hampshire and don't require a judge's signature. But removing them can be costly. The tactic is promoted by anti-government groups. Breton is already serving 18 months in Merrimack County Jail on the first round of charges. He faces up to 7 more years in jail after refusing to promise that he'd stop filing, stop trying to file new liens.
I can't, but I don't understand why he got a divorce.
I don't know either.
No, I have no idea.
Breton says he said his legal fight is an attempt to regain custody of his 4 daughters while languishing in jail. My thinking was that you were being led along in this enterprise by other people and that you were not very serious about it, Duggan told Breton. And frankly, there are a lot more dangerous people in prison than you, but you are serious. Mm-hmm. This guy is a serious, crazy guy. And this is what the judge said to him. This has taken over your life, Mr. Breton, Duggan said. Before you got yourself into this mess, you were a hardworking man and a family man. So now he's gone all crazy.
Yeah, apparently so.
I can see this working in a different way, a better way, if you're trying to fight spam and suing the spammers for using, say, your email address and trying to copyright your email address or something.
That's
like
fine.
That would be kind of neat, but like using it to fight for your kids and suing the state and...
That's not going to work.
This is crazy and making you not a good case for...
No, you're not going to get your kids that way, dude. You just made it a lot harder on yourself.
Oh, yeah.
He's done now.
Oh, my goodness. This music stopped. Let me start it again. And move email is awesome out of the way, so it doesn't play that again.
So it doesn't play again?
Sometimes it does.
Two or three times a show, no problem.
Yeah. This next one is big business wins over the little guy in Australia. If somebody could voice some people, let me do it in the IRC. People aren't keeping up. There we go. Big Pawn addresses idle problem. Telstra's internet service provider, Big Pond, has turned self-appointed content cop after accidentally steering millions of unwitting Australian teenagers to the tribute site of a gay porn star. According to statements issued by Big Pond, a human error caused the URL for the website of the winner of the Talent Quest Australian Idol, Casey Donovan, www.caseydonovan.com.au, to be substituted with the URL of a dead gay porn icon, Mr. Mr. Casey Donovan, a male. The winner is a female.
That's awesome.
www.caseydonovan.com, missing the .au.
Right.
The incorrect URL was advertised Monday in Sydney's Daily Telegraph and Melbourne's Herald Sun newspapers. Mr. Donovan's site, which has been running for a number of years, features a naked frontal picture of the erstwhile adult star. A government source looking into the matter described an aspect of the picture of Mr. Donovan's as frighteningly large.
Wow. You know, this is a pretty common thing. Newspapers do this a lot.
Oh, mistakes.
They did it to us. I remember that.
Oh, really?
The Vancouver Sun did it.
Oh, yes, that is correct. And it went to, what did it go to?
I don't know. It was something that was completely unrelated to what it was supposed to go to.
Oh, yeah, completely
and,
wrong.
You know, I'm not going to say what it was supposed to go to because you know me.
It was like a Russian link site or something.
Yeah, they got it wrong. So this happens a lot.
It does. The same source added that heads will roll over the incident. Having alerted every second teenager in Australia to the errant link to Mr. Donovan's adult site, Big Pawn set about redirecting subscriber requests from Mr. Donovan's site back to the site of Australia's latest pop sensation around 2 p.m. on Monday. They took it upon themselves to alter somebody else's site without permission. Just because
that's lame.
It was more important, because the kids might see something. Because it's bigger business. Big Pawn spokesman Craig Middleton said the emergency redirection of Big Pawn subscribers have been
emergency redirection.
Yeah.
Is there like a siren and a light that goes off?
Yeah.
Wow.
It has been done to protect young teenage minds from inappropriate or potentially offensive material, such as Australian Idol, maybe.
Yeah. You know, well, pop music is pretty gay. So,
gay on one hand or gay on the other, yep. We are a family-friendly company, Middleton said. So we're going to censor the internet for everyone to make it safe for the kids.
Yeah.
Adding that the adult Big Pond subscribers could still access Mr. Donovan's adult site after being redirected. Yeah, for about 3 seconds if they could find the link on the page before it automatically redirected them to the Australian Idol. Big Pond also took the unusual step of formally complaining to the Australian Broadcast Authority about the mess it created. The complaint is based on the adult nature of content on Mr. Donovan's site. So they fucked him over, and then they're going to fuck him over even more.
Yeah,
they're
trying
to take down his site after they pointed everyone to it, wasting this guy's bandwidth and censoring his site without permission.
I wouldn't want my kids to see that either, you know, if it was an accident, but that still gives them no call to screw this guy over because they messed up.
Right. But we are talking about Australia here.
Yes,
which
Australia.
Which we've got many, many reports on about their state of the internet over there, which is heavily, heavily, easily censored by the government over there. They do this at the drop of a hat. So
it's very, very lame.
Very, very sad.
And, like, any of these kids have never seen these body parts before anyway.
Yeah, exactly. It's a body part. So...
I just think it's funny.
Yes.
I think it's very funny.
It's sad that there is censorship like this out there.
Yeah.
That big business can do because they have more money or they're more important, in quotes.
Yeah.
And they can just do whatever they want. It's just really sad.
I'm just a long train of thought. If you go looking for pop music and it points you to gay porn... What does that tell you about the state of popular music? Okay, right there. It's gay porn.
It's gay and it's porn. It's gay, it's gay, it's porn. This relevant Slashdot post that was attached to that story. Similar but worse Canadian snafu. This is posted by Frost. Several years ago, the government of New Brunswick, the Canadian province, not someplace in New Jersey, USA. I guess there's a place called New Brunswick in New Jersey or something. I don't know.
Yes, there is.
Really? Wow. Issued a bunch of safety cards to elementary school children. These cards had colorful pictures and good messages to warn kids about the dangers of drugs, etc., etc.
Colors help.
Colors do help. They catch
colors
your eye.
Help a lot.
Primary colors, yeah. One card of interest warned about the dangers of internet strangers and had the image of a snake peeking out of a computer. Now, New Brunswick is an official bilingual province, English and French. And all
that has innuendo all over it.
Oh, I know. Oh, that's what they're leading up to, of course. And all of the cards had to be bilingual as well. So, to cut on production costs, they would use words from where the same or similar in French and English when possible. So, back to the dangers of the internet. This card had the innocent-looking URL of anaconda.com to go along.
I wouldn't find that innocent just by looking at it.
Yeah, kind of, to go along with the snake in the internet theme. If it's the same as it was, I don't recommend it for work viewing, he says. Well, the URL went to a nice S&M site with an colorful splash page.
I told you. I'd never even seen it. Somehow I knew. Anaconda.com is trouble.
Oh, for sure. The big ISP telco here immediately blocked the site at the request of the government. So, yeah, I personally love these PR nightmares for the entertainment value. So there's another case of government censorship just because somebody messed up. That's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just in time for Sean's new show, IRC Chat Monitoring by the CIA. The CIA is quietly funding federal research into surveillance of the internet chat rooms as a part of an effort to identify possible terrorists.
Well, I've figured that for years.
Newly released documents reveal. Yeah, surprise, surprise, the government is watching us. In April 2003, the CIA agreed to fund a series of research projects that the documents indicate were intended to create new capabilities to combat terrorism. Through advanced technology. Look at all these terrorists in here talking about stuff.
Yeah,
and sex.
Stuff.
And sex and stuff, and mostly sex in the IRC.
Yeah.
One of these projects is research at the Rensselaer Polytechnical Institute in Troy, New York, devoted to automated monitoring and profiling of the behavior of chat room users. Oh, I would love to see the profile.
How can you...
On the users of the Rant Radio. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
People are pointing to themselves and saying is a potential terrorist. Everyone.
Yeah.
How about everyone in the whole IRC say they're all terrorists, and then they fill up their dossiers of the CIA with tons and tons of massive amounts of potential terrorists. Wouldn't that be great?
Well, I know they've got. I know they've got me. I know.
Are you a bad boy?
I must. Well, yeah. When you get an email from like a Senate Oversight Committee, you're probably a bad person. So, I know they've got me, and I know they've got Sean. They probably have us in the same jacket, side by side, in a big red folder saying bad.
Yeah. So I know SOCAN has me, and I know the RIAA. No, the MPAA has me. Probably some other government institutions have me as well, me or Rant Radio. But you know, and
right.
What do we do wrong?
They won't. They won't really come after us because we're small fish in the big pond.
That's right. Or we're a big fish in a small pond. Who knows? Listening in, the CIA has been working behind the scenes for a number of months to help develop technology for monitoring chat on the internet. A real world test starts with the new year. So they're going to actually, the CIA is really going to monitor the IRC in the new year 2005.
Wow, that's a waste of tax money.
Just a little bit.
It's funny that they had to develop technology for it, and I know people that have been doing it for years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had to develop technology. I know like 16 script kiddies that have been doing it for eons.
Oh, I know.
You guys are brilliant.
I don't know how much credibility this next one I lend to because it was on all the conspiracy websites.
Yeah, some of those are nuts.
Some of those are really crazy and they read a lot into it.
Oh, I know which one this is, and I'll just say this is bullshit.
Is it? That's what I thought, but I'm keeping it up in the air right now. But
I'm pretty sure it's got to be bullshit.
Yeah. So as the news progresses, we will keep reporting on this because it's quite important. News gathering illegal under the Patriot Act 2. Section 102 of the new Patriot Act 2 states clearly that any information gathering, regardless of whether or not those activities are illegal, can be considered to be clandestine intelligence activities for a foreign power. This makes news gathering illegal. Congressman... wait a second.
That's impossible.
Congressman Ron Paul told the Washington Times that no member of Congress was allowed to read the Patriot Act that was passed by the House on October 27, 2001.
I don't believe that either.
I don't believe that either.
No.
The first Patriot Act was universally decried by civil libertarians and constitutional scholars from across the political spectrum. William Sapphire, while writing for the New York Times, described the first Patriot Act's powers by saying that President Bush was seizing dictatorial control.
Okay.
On February 7th, 2003, the Center for Public Integrity, a nonpartisan public interest think tank in D.C., revealed the full text of the Domestic Security Enhancement Act of 2003, which is what they're calling Patriot Act 2. So if anybody can get better, like real proof or real links on like more credible sources.
Yeah, there's no way I'm buying. They're making news gathering illegal because there's too much money in news gathering. Okay.
Yeah.
And no way. And as far as being nonpartisan in D.C., it doesn't happen.
You can't.
It's a company town, and there's no such thing as nonpartisan in D.C. I don't care who says what. It just doesn't work that way.
Yeah. So if you could find the quote from Domestic Security Enhancement Act of 2003, Section 102. Forward that to me. Forward maybe some legal interpretations, credible legal interpretations of this section. Please do that. But until that time, we're going to sit on that story.
Yeah. I'm going to look up and see if that's even actually a real congressman.
He is. And he'll come up later. He'll come up later in another story. This guy fights for our rights. This guy's real. And he's on it. Like if this is a real thing, this guy's the shit.
He's a Republican too. So
yes, he's fighting against. He's fighting against his own government. I guess I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the shit. I'm going to keep a good eye on him. He's awesome. This is from Nighthawk. Cameras and microphones watching you. 2,000 cameras to watch Chicago. Chicago Mayor Daley officially opened a new city operations center Tuesday that will include a dramatic increase in camera surveillance on Chicago's streets. The new addition to the 911 center will help manage and coordinate in response to emergencies such as terrorist attack. The new system will allow emergency workers to receive instant real-time video and audio information from the 2,000 cameras and microphones around the city. 2,000.
Audio is not necessary. There's no way they can ever convince me of that.
It's definitely not.
They might be able to pull the cameras off, but there's no way you can convince me audio
is
you
even
don't
worthwhile.
Need it.
But they're doing it. They're recording and watching your every move in Chicago. If anyone's listening from there, 2,000 of them, that would cover a lot of ground. That's
right.
Quite a bit. Probably mainly downtown core.
Right.
The system won't be fully operational until spring. Oh, that's excellent. Gives you time to move out of the city.
Okay.
The key to dealing with an emergency is not just having the manpower. It's having the manpower in the right place at the right time, said the fascist mayor. The operations center will respond to anything from terrorist attacks to gas leaks. The news.
Yeah, we need a camera to see gas leaks. What?
I think I see gas. and nobody else is reporting it. The hundreds of people gathered around, passing out with cell phones. It's not reporting it.
Yeah, this camera has a filter on it that can see gas.
I think I can hear a gas leak. Those microphones really paid off.
That's just the hot air leaking out of Mayor Daley.
Oh, God damn it.
I know people that live in Chicago, and I've never heard any one of them say anything nice about Mayor Daley.
Really? Is he pretty crazy?
He's just a dick, I suppose.
Oh.
And if I go up there, they need cameras to follow me. I'll tell you where I'm going to be.
Go ahead.
I'll be on Rush Street and Division Street where all the bars are. You don't need cameras to follow me.
They'd be swaying back and forth following your move.
That's pretty much it.
Listening to your drunken song. K16 recommends that sticking rant radio stickers on the camera lenses.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we want to do that.
That's probably a bad move.
Sticking them on somebody's car. That's about in that same thing.
See, the rant radio stickers have rant radio on them. So they would actually know what's going on and who did it.
With a web address that they can trace back to Sim.
A little too obvious. Think less obvious here.
And Sim will roll over and say it's Smokey's fault.
He did it. Smokey did it. I have recordings, yeah.
He's shut in his home and he has all these computers and he does bad things.
He won't get away too quickly. You can easily pick him up. Blame it on him. He's a scapegoat. He'll take the fault. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. So no stickers on the cameras.
The new system will also has the ability to instantly report the sound of gunshots within hearing distance of the microphones planted around the city, and we reported this about 2-3 years ago. They have technology to actually pinpoint exactly where the gunshot has come from.
Oh, whatever.
Exactly where it comes from using triangulation with the multiple microphones.
Sure.
Which may or may not be good. They do. They do. Look it up. They have it.
Okay. I'm just saying, usually when there's a gunshot, somebody gets on the phone, dials 911, and says where they are.
Exactly.
So,
I heard a gunshot. Thank you. Where are you? Okay, we don't need pinpoints.
And
it is.
They know anyway when you make the phone call where you're at.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, even with cell phones. This
so
is scary. But
that's lame.
Gluco says, gunshots? Ever heard of silencers? Bad news, everyone. The attempt to stop mandatory mental screening fails. And also, the requiring parental consent also fails. The attempt by Ron Paul, our Republican congressman from Texas, our savior here, who tried valiantly to stop this. Attempt by Ron Paul to add language to the omnibus spending bill in Congress to require parental consent for any mental health screening done to children with federal money has failed. The language proposed to blunt the effect of a program proposed by the New Freedom Commission on Mental Health. You're free to be drugged by our drug companies and your government.
If I'm free, leave me alone.
Yeah.
How about that?
Freedom equals slavery. It has come true. Go read 1984. Really? Freedom.
Yeah.
Every time they mention something with freedom nowadays, equals slavery. It's frightening.
Yeah, I'm still going to sit on this a little bit, though, until I actually know that it actually happened. You know, and they finally screen somebody, and it's on the news.
Well, let's keep reading. I think it might... well, let's see. The new Freedom Initiative recommends screening not only for children, but eventually every American, including Smokehouse, because he needs mental help. After hearing this.
They'll listen to this radio broadcast.
Yeah. Well, you say you have some difficulties paying attention, staying focused. These drugs will help you with those kind of things.
Whose side are you on, Larry?
The Drug Smokey Initiative. That I'm going to tack on for the next bit.
That might be not be bad.
Hey, you get to be happy all the time. Smile on your face. All drugged
Send
up.
Send smoky beer. That counts.
That would be a good drug as well, an alternative to this. As the World Net Daily reported in September, Paul attempted to have the program removed from Labor, HHS, and Education Appropriations Act. His amendment failed the House of Representatives by a vote of 95-315. Well, at least some people are fighting against it. It's not like the 1-300, like I usually say.
That's a massive failure, though. That's huge.
That is a very big failure. The language he had hoped to add it to the omnibus bill, which passed, by the way.
Right.
Was none of the funds available for the state initiative grants for transformation should be used for any programs of mandatory or universal mental health screening that performs mental health screening on anyone under 18 years of age without the express written permission of parents or legal guardians of each individual involved.
Okay.
Though Paul has supported from House leadership for the language, senators who were part of the conference committee overseeing the final bill did not want it added. We believe the drug companies and the psychiatric establishment can convince Senator Sense. I don't know what Sense is.
That's abbreviation for senators.
Really? Oh, okay.
Plural.
Senators.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Senators Arlen and Bill to block it. Said Ken Snyder, executive director of the Paul-founded Liberty Committee. We are extremely disappointed that the conference committee ultimately rejected Dr. Phil's language that was not added to the omnibus spending bill. Critics of the mental health screening plan said it is a thinly veiled attempt by the drug companies to provide a wider market for higher-priced antidepressants and antipsychotic medication, and puts government in areas of Americans' lives where it does not belong. Snyder says Paul won't give up on thwarting the screening and will take up the issue in January when the new Congress convenes.
No, wow.
We welcome our new overlord. And go rent the movie Equilibrium. That is your recommended media for tonight. Equilibrium. That is your new future. And I'm not joking. Or THX 1138.
I have not seen that yet. I have to get that.
It's slow. It's weird. Mm-hmm. But it's in the same vein as Equilibrium.
Mm-hmm. Do I have to get liquored up first? Is that what you're telling me?
You have to get what?
Do you have to get liquored up first to watch THX 1138?
No. Stay awake. Watch it early in the day. It's George Lucas's first movie back when he actually made good movies.
Aww. That's just cold.
It's really, really, really cool. It talks about the government drugging and pointless consumerism. It's really quite good. And the commentary on the movie is even better. And here is Ron Paul's actual website, and it's .gov. He's a real person.
Right. Okay. He's a real person then.
He's really fighting. Mental health screening for kids, part 2, September 20th, 2004. He posted this quite a while ago. Last week, I wrote about a presidential initiative called the New Freedom Commission for Mental Health, which issued a report calling for the mandatory mental health screening of American school children. This new proposal threatens to force millions of kids to undergo psychiatric screening, whether their parents consent or not. At issue is the fundamental right of parents to decide what medical treatment is appropriate for the children. I introduced an amendment to eliminate any funding for the proposal in a Department of Education and Department of Health and Human Services spending bill. Although the amendment failed, the response to my office has been overwhelming and highly supportive. The notion of federal bureaucrats ordering potentially millions of youngsters to take psychotropic drugs like Ritalin strikes an emotional chord with American parents, who are sick of relinquishing more and more parental control to government. Some members of the Congress objected to my amendment on the grounds that federal screening program does not yet exist. So it's premature to oppose it. But the whole point was to prevent the proposal from being implemented in the first place. Once created, well, you have to fight for it before if it's created, or else it gets created.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous reasoning.
That's a little weird.
Once created, the Fenchel program is nearly impossible to eliminate. Congress had a rare opportunity to stop a bad idea in its tracks before it becomes entrenched. Every member who opposes the idea of forcing kids to undergo mental health screening should have sent a strong statement by voting for my amendment. This will have another they will have another chance to kill the initiative when I introduce a standalone bill later this year.
Right.
Furthermore, it's not true that no money has been allocated for the proposal. The Appropriations Committee, which distributes your tax dollars to the various federal agencies, specifically allotted $20 million for state programs in support of the new Freedom Commission report. Please email this guy with your support.
Yeah.
This guy is fighting for your rights, your children's rights, and people you don't know's rights.
There's obviously some back scratching going on here.
By the pharmaceutical companies?
Probably within Congress. Cause I'm willing to bet that there's a lot of them that don't agree with it that voted for it anyway, because they talk amongst themselves. And they'll say, well, if you give me this vote, I'll give you that vote.
Yes. So, oh, yeah. So and these bills are just loaded with other things.
Right.
Which are really appealing to a lot of people. And these little tiny things like drugging the whole nation are tacked onto it.
To the end. And Bill, this also goes back to the Paperwork Reduction Act that I made fun of. If any of you people have ever seen an actual bill that goes through Congress, it's like the size of several phone books.
And nobody can really read
reason,
it. It takes too long to read it, right?
They sort of go over, you know, a glossy outline of it, but they don't read the entire thing because, not because they're bad people, but because it's impossible. And that's how things like this get thrown in, because they're like on page 2,498 of a 8,000-page document, basically.
Oh,
so
sure.
That's how this stuff happens.
Bad.
Yes.
So please keep in mind in that. It has passed. It's going to happen next year. Unfortunately. I don't know what we can do to fight it right now, but I guess show support for this guy and maybe he'll tell you how to fight it.
You know what we could do, since they want all the kids to take Ritalin?
Yeah.
We should get someone to go speak in front of a Senate Oversight Committee and play tapes of Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Or we'll just get Lieutenant Major Zombie to go in front of Congress. That would be great. That would be so good. And he's already professed that because we told him to get off of it, he's doing much better.
We actually have to do that interview again because we were supposed to interview him on that night we had all that trouble.
Oh, yeah.
So we should try that again, but that'd be great.
That would be good.
Zombie goes to D.C.
Zombie goes to Washington.
Mr. Zombie goes to Washington.
There you go. We'll call it that. We'll get him on the line for next week. How about that?
Yeah.
And we'll get him talking about that. The U.S. will officially legalize genetic pollution of crops. This is a bit tinfoil, but you get the idea. The U.S. a tinfoil hat. U.S. sets out to plan allow contamination of the world's food supply with experimental genetically modified crops. A new proposal to allow contamination of human food crops with biotech or genetically modified crops grown on test sites will be published tomorrow. This was on November 23rd. In 60 days from November 25th, the new proposal could be accepted, giving biotech companies a major disincentive to control field tests contamination, which is therefore likely to increase. It is already impossible to test for the presence of experimental GM food crops in foods imported from or processed in the United States, because over two-thirds of the U.S. experimental GM crops contain genes classified as confidential, which therefore cannot be detected.
Confidential genes?
Because they're copyrighted. Therefore, they won't release what the genes look like. Therefore, you can't test them. And therefore, you don't know if there's genetically modified foods. Otherwise, they'll sue you if you test for them.
That's great.
So now, once this passes, you won't know. They don't need to label them. It's all Frankenfood, and they just made it up. You don't know if they just made it up in a laboratory yesterday or if it's the tried and true 10,000, 20,000-year-old grains we've always been eating. Excellent news. Thank you, government, for the
news. This show is so depressing.
I try and make it as depressing as possible.
You do a fantastic job.
Jibcat says, just time to eat organic food. Well, you're going to have to eat organic food. You won't even know. Like, who do they get their seeds from? How do they know that these are organic seeds? You have to go with, I don't know if anybody's seen the corporation, but there's this woman fighting for a worldwide liberation of real seeds. And these people are keeping real seeds, a supply of seeds they know are not tainted. And so they don't get mixed in with GM stuff.
I haven't seen that yet. I have to see that.
Oh, my God, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing movie. It's the best documentary I've ever seen.
I'll have to see if my DVD mail-in place has that.
It's not released on DVD yet. I'm jonesing for it. You can find it, download in different places like Supernova. I'm so buying it when it comes out. Oh my God! It's about 3.5 hours long.
Peter Jackson made this movie.
Exactly. Yeah. It's an amazing ride. You'll know everything about corporations afterwards.
Okay.
Judge calls for UK DNA database. Everyone who lives in Britain should have their DNA stored on a national database.
Britain's fucking insane.
Yes, they are. A top judge has said. Lord Justice Sedley is well known for his support of human rights, including upholding a upholding a ruling over the government denying rights to asylum seekers. The law lord says the potential gain from a national database was considerable. Well, of course.
Yeah, gain.
Finding out.
There's stuff in it. Yeah, so you're going to gain something.
The risks, so long as they are confronted, are controllable, he said during a Leicestershire University Law School lecture. Lord Justice Sedley said he made no case for or against the introduction of compulsory identity cards. But a society that feels able, as ours does, to give serious consideration to such a step ought not to turn its face away from the case of a universal DNA register. Mm-hmm. And that, movie is that? That it's a...
I haven't seen all the tinfoil hat movies you've seen, I might not know.
It's the one where they do have DNA for everyone. And they breed very specific people. Gattaca. That's it.
Okay. Yeah. I almost said that, but I haven't seen it.
See that one. No, there's so many movies you need to see. That one relates directly to this. That is the world that this judge lives in. The judge added, "What is particularly welcome is that the potential is a potent in eliminating those who are wrongly suspected or accused." As it is in tracking down the guilty. Well, yes, there's always positives.
That's one good thing. Because they did just let one guy out of jail, I guess, who had been in jail for years.
Yeah, but because...
For murdering his girlfriend, and he didn't actually do it.
Yeah, and that's a very good thing that they were able to do that. But they had the evidence already there. They collected off the dead girlfriend, and they collected off the guy. And he was just allowed to do the test, and they tested. He's free. Yeah. They don't know who did it, but they know he didn't do it.
And
see,
that's
useful.
Enough for a while.
And that was a voluntary thing. This is not a voluntary thing. This is everybody gives it. Human rights groups Liberty, well, that's quite a direct name, has already condemned the idea as a frightening scenario. A spokesman said recently, once a national database is set up, there will be endless other uses for it. DNA testing was first used to catch a criminal in 1987. Scotland Yard used mass testing of 4,000 men to arrest Colin Pitchfork, 25-year-old baker in the sexual assaults and strangulations of 2 15-year-old girls.
That's a great name.
Colin Pitchfork? Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
I am
Pleasant
Colin Pitchfork.
Pitchfork.
I think I'll change my name. James
That's
Pitchfork.
Great.
DNA was developed as an identification technique by British scientist Alex Jeffries at the University of Leicester. Oh, wow. It was actually developed in Britain. Not surprising.
Imagine that.
In the U.S., FBI is a national DNA database since October 1998, which allows police agencies to compare their evidence with convicted offenders in 42 states. The database has so far assisted with more than 4,900 criminal investigations. Mm. It's always good stuff.
I know I said it last week, but I would be so screwed. Because I touch everything.
Yeah, you make your way along places. It's like Smokey's been everywhere. He's guilty of everything.
Handprints everywhere.
Who stole from here? Well, it's this art fellow, and he's all over the place.
So it must be him. Look, he had his hands on everything in here.
And to go along with that last story, the UK government wants to make every offence arrestable. Every offence. Plans to make every offence arrestable, including minor crimes such as littering or spraying walls with graffiti, was criticized yesterday by solicitors to give the police excessive powers.
Well, my question is, which ones aren't arrestable? Because
I don't know.
Spraying graffiti actually is an arrestable crime.
Is?
Yeah,
maybe
it
not,
is.
Maybe not in Britain, I guess. I guess it's like, don't do that. Get away from here. We'll have to clean that up now. Jesus.
Yeah. Stop, or else they stop again.
Exactly. We don't have guns. Just stop doing that. The proposal is contained in a bill that includes the setting up of a national crime agency that is expected to become Britain's version of the FBI. The Serious Organized Crime and Police Bill, SOCBB, is expected to give the police many new powers, including allowing officers to take DNA samples and fingerprints from minor offenders arrested in the street. There you go.
Okay, they don't have fingerprints of people already.
Of minor offenders.
Okay, but they said they're setting up a national crime agency?
Yeah.
You mean to tell me they don't have one already?
No kidding. Scotland Yard? I don't know. Well, I thought that was it.
What the hell?
Maybe it's a newer one, a bigger one.
It's like they have all this Gattaca stuff they're doing now, but that's just because they're trying to catch up with the shit they haven't done in the last 100 years.
That's quite right.
That's amazing.
Oh, Eli says Interpol. There you go. They've got it. They've got stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I think that's a big European conglomerate, though, Interpol.
So this is obviously a thinly veiled way to keep up the DNA collecting, because they're saying, okay, everything is an offense now, is arrestable, and things we can arrest for, we can take DNA samples for. So they just start building. If we can't pass through a bill, we'll do it other ways.
Yeah. Okay.
Good stuff.
They're nuts. They're completely crazy.
Completely crazy. They want to lock down everyone. They want to watch everyone and just know where everybody's doing at any given time.
They've all got, like, blood poisoning from their bad teeth over there. And they're just nuts. I know we have European listeners, but I mean, think about it. This is crazy.
Oh,
we're going to set up a national DNA database, and, I have an idea. Maybe we'll set up a national crime agency, like they discussed it over ale or something.
I think we should do that. That's not the right accent, but, you know.
It's close enough.
Close enough, yeah.
That's just fucked up.
We're going to take some phone calls now. So open your Skypes, AdRantRadio, Skype.com, yes, and private message me with your real name in Skype. Please look that up in your settings if you don't know what your real name is, because otherwise I won't find you. And also private message me what you'd like to talk about as well.
So we're call screening now.
Yeah, so Purton doesn't go,
yeah,
I worked tonight.
And if you're a girl, you get a free pass.
Yes, there you go. So don't say you're a girl, though.
That's right.
Jipcat says, Sim to Euro. Fuck you. No, just concerned about the citizens in Britain, that they're being overly regulated and watched. I'm just a little concerned about them.
It's just a strange little place.
And, of course, patrolling's coming out next Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Patrolling number 10. And that's with the, what was in that, the work bag? There's another rant about dogs. Not another rant about dogs, but a rant about dogs. There's Sean being kidnapped in there, which is kind of a role-playing thing, kind of an.
And no, I didn't do it.
No, Smokey didn't kidnap Sean.
No.
And there's something else in there. I can't remember what it is. Oh, it's wog food. Sean finally shows you how to make wog food. It's actually very, very tasty. It's extremely tasty stuff, and very nutritional. So
I got a kick out of the last one we were talking about, but having a candy bowl, have a small bowl.
Yeah, so you fill up a small bowl really big.
Fill up a small bowl 12 inches high.
Full of candy. I'm like, whoa, that's a lot of candy there.
Yeah, I'm not running the guy down. I'm just like little stuff like that's funny. But I know you get nervous. You're running him down. No, I'm just being honest, and some of the stuff is funny. It's comedy.
Yeah, there's a lot of comedy in there.
Just because of the way I have to live life, I'm extremely practical. And sometimes I'm like, wow, that would, like, so not be practical for me. Because a lot of it isn't. Doesn't mean I don't enjoy watching it.
It's a lot. It's like 50% entertainment, 50% good stuff. Well, more entertainment, actually, than that.
I just get a kick out of able-bodied people.
Able-bodied people.
I do. I get a huge kick out of it because some of the stuff that
us
some of you
mobiles.
Guys do is just completely ridiculous. And it's like there's so many people out there who think they can dance. It's funny.
And you'll never have to prove you can't, right?
No, because, I know I can't. And even if I could, I would never run a marathon because that's lame. I mean, I'd like to walk, maybe, sure, but I'm not walking 26 miles. That's stupid.
Yeah. What is the point?
Yeah, that's just me. I find humor in everything.
Well, that's a good thing.
It is.
Oh, okay. Pinion Blue says, I always talk about Google shit, so should we phone him? Pinion Blue's pretty good.
Okay.
Didn't say what he wants to talk about, but we'll give him a try. So everyone else, load up Skype. My name's rantradio.com, our name here. And private message
me. It's just Rant Radio. It's not rantradio.com.
Sorry, slip up. Thank you for the correction. Rant Radio. And private message me in the IRC. My name is Sim Rantspeak. So let's get Pinion Blue on the line. And Purden has some questions. That's up to you.
Hello.
Pinion Blue, how you doing tonight?
What's up, buddy?
Oh, nothing much, guys. What's going on?
Doing a radio show. So you had some cool shit to talk about.
Yeah, man. I just wanted to say, like, the whole idea behind Sean Kennedy's show name.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's really, really clever if you think about it, because you guys always do, like, the rant-o-vision and tangent-o-vision thing.
Yes.
I didn't think about that. That's true. That's pretty funny.
So it kind of goes into this, like, weird, awkward, like, 1940 War of the Worlds type thing.
We love the retro callback one. I actually thought of that name and posted it as anonymous in his live journal there. And I was like, that works out pretty well. And this show, I don't know if I ever explained it, Rant Speak, is from the book 1984, which is from Newspeak, which is the...
Is it? I didn't know that.
Which is the dictionary that they keep updating and deleting words out and adding words to it. So it's a throwback to the book 1984. So I changed it from Newspeak to Rant Speak.
Yes, we're all clever. Let's pause and pat ourselves on the back.
We're so clever. Aren't we clever people?
Round of applause.
Yes, one-handed applause there.
Okay.
You guys were talking about a magazine, like doing pain as like a regular magazine.
That's
right. You should call it Rant Talk and distribute it kind of like 2600.
That's a bit confusing because we have Rant Radio Talk, and it wouldn't be talk. It would be... It would be very cool to put that out. We got to get more activity going with pain. And,
I mean, what could we honestly talk about that wouldn't take more than two pages? that's my big... Oh, look at the leaflet.
No.
You can put all the letters from the month.
There you go. Pain is actually a pretty big newsletter if you actually take a look at it.
Yeah, I know. I'm really bad about the whole reading thing.
It's so difficult, I know.
It is. I gotta focus my eyes. It's bad.
So, my high school is actively participating in a Scientology front.
Oh, that's right. You told me about this.
Really?
You told me about this yesterday.
Oh,
They don't. I don't think they know it yet either. I'm gonna go ahead and let them know, though.
Definitely get a lot of facts before you present it to them.
Basically, I was going through all the Xenu shit, and basically, I found out that Narconon, which is like a big drug counseling rehab center thing.
Oh no!
They base like four or five centers here in Oklahoma, and I found
that is their latest kick. They're getting their Scientology in through getting kids off of Ritalin. Right? Everyone's like, oh, okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And you go into the Scientology websites or like Xenu and take a look at their latest campaigns, and that's what they're doing. They're protesting drug companies, and people are like, oh, that's kind of cool. Who are these people? And it's like Kirstie Alley and a lot of big-name stars protesting it. So they're like, oh, wow, they got some names, big-name stars, but they're all Scientologists.
Talk about being damned if you do and damned if you don't.
I know. It's like I agree with them, but they want is not to get people off the drugs. What they want is to get the people into rehabilitation through their Scientology.
Like, you got the government wanting to put you on Ritalin, and the Scientologists want to get you off.
You're stuck between a rock and a hard place there.
It's like, wow, I'm screwed.
Screwed. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. But just avoid both of them, actually.
Well, see, basically, they have Narcan on, like, supposed, like, rehabbies. Like, they have those guys come in and, like, tell their story.
Oh, do they take questions? Do they take questions?
Yeah, they take questions.
Oh, please, bring your facts. Bring your full facts. Bring web pages.
Well, see, I'm not in high school anymore. See, I graduated high school, like, last year. So, basically, I got a couple friends that are still in high school that were part of basically the group that I hung out with when I was in high school.
That is so
sweet.
And
I'm gonna let them know some stuff, and I'm also going to take it to the principal and, like, the school board.
And please, bring a video camera there. Film it. Film the thing if you can. Get some guys with some small video cameras at your assembly or whatever kind of thing, and get it on film, them asking that question of the Scientologist. And bring up all these facts, all the websites, aren't you actually a front for Scientology? It says on this website, your locations, your ties, everything like that. Oh, that'd be so fucking brilliant. Okay.
And if you want to film this, I can actually give you we can make up a thing for you that says press, and I can give it to you, and get a copy of the First Amendment Handbook and put it in your back pocket.
Yeah, if you want to go in and as press for Rant Media. And
then
say
you're
covering a story for, well, you will be covering a story for Rant TV, and we'll put it in somewhere, and that would be really amazing. So do you know when this is happening?
I'll get it all worked up. Basically, they do all their drug stuff during Drug Prevention Week, which is in like October, so we'd have to wait a year.
Oh.
That gives us plenty of time to think all this shit over.
Definitely.
Basically,
definitely give you a lot of time.
Yeah, but make sure that you get yourself a copy of the First Amendment Handbook. It's a tiny little book, and just keep that in your back pocket.
Freedom of the press.
And you're good to go.
They taught me that
in journalism class.
See, people are making me say basically.
Because I'm
reading it on the IRC. God damn it.
Well, you're saying it a lot.
Well, don't look at that.
It's evil. Don't look at the IRC.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to go in there and I'm going to let them know what's going on.
Don't alert. Well, you know what? You can take it two ways. You can prevent them from coming in, or you can get them to come in and expose them.
You can expose them in front of an assembly.
And that would be even probably better. I don't know.
Yeah.
These are all brain dead fucks in high school. Like, they won't know any of this shit. They'll be like, what's Scientology? And then, like, fucking, they'll get drawn in. So
who cares? It's publicity for us. That's what we need.
Oh, come on. That's a bit...
200-300 kids get addicted to Rant Radio.
I had to say it. That doesn't mean I mean it. Come on.
But I think it would be more amusing, of course, to expose them. And I don't know, it could turn around and fuck us in the ass. So. Like, they'll report back to their head... report back to Tom Cruise and John Travolta.
Yeah.
Oh, mighty gods of Scientology, we have heard of some people oppressing us. They are called Rant. We must kill them.
That's okay, because Sean has all this pent up anger. He needs a cause.
Yeah.
I'm thinking they're going to invite the Narcanon guy back, like the representative or whatever. He says he's been in the rehab, and he basically now he goes around and does all their stuff.
He's seen the light?
But I don't know. Like, he explained, like, back when I was in high school, he explained the different combinations of chemicals that went through his blood when he was doing drugs or whatever.
They're called, and he'll call them thetans, actually.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. He was talking about the different drugs and stuff, and he was describing it, and then I went on the Xena website, like, a couple of days ago, because all this stuff got brought up in conversation, like the Narcanon guys.
Yeah.
All this stuff got brought up in conversation with a couple friends of mine at a Thanksgiving party, and we were all talking about Narcanon and what they were doing and stuff,
and it all got brought up in conversation. They were talking about like the drugs in your system and stuff. So I went on Xenu.net and I looked all that stuff up, and it's surprisingly similar to the way they teach people about body theatins.
Mm. Yeah, that's their kick.
It's creepy.
It's like
subliminal, like they're teaching kids about their theatin crap. And
oh, yeah. it's so bad. Like they just do the switch one day once you're entrenched. After that, you think that they're helping you, and then they talk about thetans, and it's like, well, it's actually thetans in your body, and we're exorcising them out of you. Oh, it's bad. And just hook yourself up to this little device and
it's problem. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, here's the problem. They've been handing out Narconon leaflets in school since the day they invited those guys there.
That's
so that's
so
what
dangerous.
Frightens me, because we've had kids that have been caught with drugs and like Xanax and shit.
Yeah.
And all these kids have been recommended to go to Narconon.
Oh my
and
god.
And these are like some of my best friends, and I want to kill every one of those motherfuckers. It's like, dude,
it's extremely scary.
It just makes me very unhappy. It makes me very wog attitude.
That is crazy.
The government trying to get them on and Scientologists trying to get them off.
Wow. Yeah, there's a sound clip for you.
Yeah, no kidding. That sounded a bit different than I expected it to come out. Okay.
Ethan, that was dirty.
That's okay.
That was so dirty. Dirty Scientology.
Yeah. I'm so dirty.
Oh, and an update on my audio drama project. I might be able to do it with Mark. I could possibly be working with him. It's very at the very early
Mark
stage
Hopkins?
Right now, but I could... Yeah, I could be possibly moving to Florida to work with him.
Oh, nice.
And I could get
my God.
I could use part of my funding to... I could use part of my, like, check in order to start funding this audio drama project. So
nice.
You might have the whole rant community pretty much involved in it by the time I'm going to premiere the first episode, so...
Very cool. Very, very cool.
Mark is a saint, I swear to God.
Yeah?
Because he is my busy bitch. I'm not kidding. He does whatever I ask him to do, and he just doesn't stop. And this guy has a job. It's amazing.
Wow. That's awesome.
So, Mark...
Well, Smokey, you know what I'm talking about. You know, the funding and stuff.
Yeah, I remember you mentioning it, but I forgot what you said about it. It's been a while.
It's not my stuff. It's Mark's stuff. He said he was doing funding for... He was trying to get funding for... some kind of thing. I can't really go into details of it because he can't go into details of it.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But basically, I'm gonna get on the ground floor of that.
Fascinating secret stuff on right.
Right.
Classified information, Sim. You're not needed to know.
That's right. Yeah. It's a need to know basis, and I don't need to know.
Yeah.
So,
I have my secrets too.
Anything else you'd like to talk about that's not secret and you don't have to talk in code words?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I have one question for you, and it's a yes or no answer. Don't go into detail.
Oh god, come on.
Cuz you would know.
Okay.
This is what private
is Half-Life
for.
Is Half-Life No. Shut up, Sim. Is Half-Life 2 worth the money? Yes or no?
Is it worth the money? Yes.
Uh-huh.
Definitely yes. Just for the ending.
Okay.
I mean...
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks, man. Bye.
So, thanks for calling in.
All right.
And we'll chat with you... All
right, man. I'll talk to you guys later.
...next week. Bye-bye.
That was a good call.
That was good. That was very good. So, nobody else wants to talk.
There was no bees.
Except for... Yeah, there was no bees at all. Except for Purden. That's the only person who wants to talk, and he says...
Nobody else wants to talk? That's lame.
Yeah, really quiet week this week.
I think we had a really good show, and nobody wants to talk.
Yeah. They're all scared by the coming apocalypse next year.
Oh, okay. Well, that's next year. That's not today.
Burton says, phone me. I've got some hard-hitting questions. I actually have some questions. Oh, come on. Hard-hitting questions. 1-1-1-1-1-1.
Give us a sample.
Yeah, what's your hard-hitting... We need one question.
Yeah,
type in one question.
One question.
And if it's good, we'll let you on the air. And you can hit us. You can ask us our hard-hitting questions that Purden has thought
up. Those are the best
up.
Kind.
And we're only humoring you because you humored us at the beginning of the show. And it was quite
yes.
funny.
Yes.
And we know you haven't phoned in a month because, well, there's good reason for that.
Yeah.
You depressed us, man, when you came on the radio.
It's like,
he just crashed the train. And we're not the only show that has a train wrecker like that either. Mark and Daryl got one too, so it's been going around.
Okay, he has a question about Sean's new show, and so okay. let's humor the guy.
He's tricking us, dude.
I know he's tricking us. He's going to talk about his job or something. Like, talk about the
tables from the gas station.
Candy bars that he's counting or something, or noticed
or
all
eating.
He's color coordinating them at work or something. Purden, how's
Hello.
It going?
What's up, dude?
It's been going okay.
Yeah?
Hey, now, I'm not sure if you guys were asked this question about Sean's show or what's going on with RapSpeak or anything, but the show is called Newsreel, as you revealed tonight, of course, and it's going to be a new show.
Yes.
And it will run 5 times a week, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Because I haven't been on Rant Radio for like a month and been going out and in because some stuff in my life. But anyways, here's the question. Okay, since we're going to have a daily news show on Rant Radio Talk for 5 times a week, what's going to happen to the Rant Speak section of the news? Like, the people like Spider Jerusalem and me, who send tons and tons of news.
Spider
to
Jerusalem.
Rant Speak,
that's
already reported.
We're just going to make shit up, dude.
Yeah, we're going to randomly
create
a post-apocalyptic news stories.
I know, going to repeat the news that happens during the week?
Well, there's 30 other shows on Rant Radio Talk. Like, is it all repeats?
Yeah,
like, everyone
they all talk about...
Like, Sean's going to have different stories.
I know, but I'm saying what's going to happen with Rant Speak, though.
What?
Because a big part of it is news, and that's what I think everyone enjoys.
We don't know. It's like, it's a month away. We don't know yet. We don't know.
Yeah, I do this show at midnight, okay?
But
I'm lucky to even be here.
We shall see, Purden. We shall see. Good question, but we shall
see. No, it's a fair question, but we don't know.
It's a play-by-ear kind of thing here at Rant.
I don't know what I have to do tomorrow. Okay?
Well, our advertisers are pressuring us to keep the show on the air, but... No, we...
they're bastards. I get emails from
you mean like
the
angry
time.
Shirts?
Yeah. That's our advertising.
That's funny.
Far from advertising.
Wait, did Smokehouse actually say that something I said was funny?
Funny
that's
in it.
That's funny because that sounds like me talking right there.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Next question. You have another question? I see questions. I see an S on that.
Yeah,
what's
is there a plural?
Questions.
Okay.
Now, what's going to happen when Sean goes to New York with his show? Like, how long are you guys going to be in New York for?
We're looking at about 5 to 7 days in New York. Obviously, he would not be on the air during that week.
That's just till like
we'll be
not till March or whatever.
Yeah, that's not till like February, March, something like that. He'll be posting his journal, of course, from out there because there's internet there.
Yeah.
He'll be keeping up on
they
that
have the
site.
Internet in New York.
And what we could do is phone into other shows and do updates like that, something like that. But, of course, when Sean goes and does these things, he will be doing these things, going off the air for a week or a couple of days.
Right.
And then he'll go back on the air. Not a big deal.
Don't worry. There'll be repeats.
But, of course, out of these trips, you get video coming back afterwards being compiled and special little
which won't be aired for another year.
Well, there is that, but, you can't, have your cake and eat it, too.
That's right. I'd have to be fully supported by Rant to be able to put that much work into it. But, until that
if
time...
If I buy my own cake, I could have it.
I won't comment on that. But, I have a full-time job, so I can only do so much at this point. This will let Sean do more stuff at this point. So you get more of Sean. But until the time where I can dedicate myself fully to Rant, it will be, of course, slower on my end of editing stuff.
Yeah, it would work better, I think, if I lived closer to you guys, because I don't have a full-time job. So if I did, I think the productivity might go up a bit, but...
That's right. Smokey can live in my closet.
No, because I'm not sharing a room with 8,000 videotapes. That's
they'll keep
scary.
You warm. They'll talk to you at night from past shows. You can... Play that. You can take one down from the shelf and listen to old What the Hell shows. Watch them.
put a VCR in the closet.
That's right, and a Commodore monitor. I've got an extra VCR.
You'd have to, Yeah, you'd have to bring meat into the house. She wouldn't like that.
Oh, that wouldn't be allowed.
No.
No, yeah, not
I'd
at all.
Die.
I'll give you some tofurkey.
I got two more.
Oh, Mike, I saw that on TV.
I've never eaten tofurkey myself.
They made fun of it on the news. They had it on TV.
Every year they do, yes. Okay, good. More questions, Perton. Go ahead.
I got two more general questions that Spider asked me to ask you.
The elusive, the elusive alter ego of Perton, Spider.
And I have an announcement to make.
Okay.
Okay, the first one is... I already told Sim this, but Smokey, are you seeing the Our Leader billboards of Bush around the states yet?
No.
Well, obviously.
No, because there's billboards in Ohio that has Bush's picture and it says Our Leader on it.
Well, I've seen the one in Sean Kennedy's journal.
Okay. I don't live in Ohio. And
I know, but I was wondering if it hit your state yet.
No, they might be doing this in Ohio.
They're going all around the states.
Okay, listen. They might be doing this in Ohio because there are people contesting the election in Ohio. So that might be why they're doing that. I don't know if it's going to go... I don't know if I'd go nationwide because it'd be retarded. I think most people realize that George Bush is the president of the United States. But it makes sense for him to do it in Ohio because there's still a lot of stuff going on about this being a rigged election for whatever reason. So that's probably why they're popping up over there. That would be my guess.
Sim, you know the billboards I'm talking about, right, Samarian?
Yes. Somebody posted in Sean's journal.
Yeah. Okay. And my last one is, this is one that I tried to send to you, but did you hear about this girl who posted on the blog that she killed her mother and been going all around Metafilter as of late, and there's actually news stories back this up? She actually posted that.
Oh, no.
She was planning to kill her mother, and then... She says that her mother
not
died.
Not on a blog.
And then there's like...
Oh, no.
It's on a blog, and it's actually true.
Well, people...
Oh, wow.
You haven't heard anything about that?
People have killed their mothers for a very long time, and now we have blogs. And the two will mix. The two will mix together. Just like people have killed themselves for very long amounts of time, and people have killed themselves on blogs and on webcams. So it's not very surprising.
What a great analogy that is. People have killed their mothers for a very long time, and now we have blogs. As if they are somehow related.
Now we have blogs to prove it. I don't know.
Yes.
Okay. I got actually one more thing about the other thing I was going to say, because I just saw on the RC. Glucol. Divers will never return to Rant Radio. Me and Mokai had a huge fight. He's blaming me why Divers hasn't been on Rant TV, so he's throwing a hissy fit about it.
It's not because you guys fight. It's because that show sucks.
And there's only one released in like a year.
I know. I even admit to Sim that I like the Portland show better.
Oh, there you go. So you can tell him that.
Divers will not be having a second episode. As for me and other projects that I'm doing, they've been put on hold because I'm working graveyards right now. And because I'm working graveyards, this is actually my announcement, I might not be able to... actually appear on the Rant Radio channel as much as I have been doing for the past month.
And a great IRC channel.
And hearts break all over the world simultaneously.
You could see the exact moment where everyone's heart breaks. There you go.
Europe floods with tears. News at 11.
We love you, Perton. We love you. We love you so much.
And Sim, because I'm working graveyards now, I won't be attending the rant meet because I'm actually being forced to work graveyards, actually. So
oh, really? Even on that day?
I won't be able to attend it.
New Year's Day, you're working.
Science. Yes, I'm working graveyards. New Year's Day.
No.
Okay, on a Saturday, you work the weekend graveyards?
Bye.
Okay. That sucks.
Yeah, weekend graveyards. I'm going to see if I can trade it with someone else in turn.
You don't care.
Well, what's the time?
That's why I asked if it was a Sunday.
What time on Saturday do you work?
I work from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes it very
10 p.m. to 6 a.m. on Friday and 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. on Saturday. And you said you're having it on Saturday, so.
Yep. Well, you'll be there in spirit. Well, we couldn't have it on Sunday because that's the show time. That's the show day.
Yes.
And we couldn't have it on Friday because a lot of people won't show up because they'll actually be going to New Year's parties. So the only logical other one, other than having it during the week or having it like 2 weeks off the actual date, was the Saturday that just about everyone agreed that the Saturday would be the absolute best day. It's only 2 days away from the actual date, 6 year anniversary.
Well, I'm going to try and get there. I'm going to try and work out with someone, do switch shifts.
Okay.
But apparently everyone's afraid that they're going to get robbed.
Now I'm getting pissed.
At what?
Why? I can't believe you got mad at me because I asked if Half-Life was worth the money, and now we're getting, like, Purdon's biography over here.
Oh, I didn't get pissed about that.
No, I'm just saying. It's like,
I didn't know what you were
going to
ask. I didn't know what you were going to ask. I thought you were going to ask more personal, secret questions.
No. Trust me. I don't have to do this stuff. he roped you in again, man. But it's like, yeah. It's Purdon time on Randy.
No, I didn't. I actually asked decent questions, though.
They're okay.
Yeah,
they're
10
okay.
minutes ago.
Okay, we're letting you go, Purdon.
10 minutes ago.
Thanks for calling
in. It's your fault for letting me stay on the air, Smokey.
Bye-bye. Okay, too much fighting.
Oh,
he's gone.
I don't have the hang-up button.
That's true. I'm the one who has to let him go. Atlantic Bitch Slap wants to talk, and we don't know what his actual name is, because I tell people.
Okay.
Let's see if I can find it myself.
I think I know what he's going to ask me.
Oh. He's going to ask you some questions?
I think so.
Is his name Richard?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, let's call him. Jeez, people don't listen to my directions.
Oh.
Whoa, hang up on that guy.
Whoa.
Calls from outer space. Yeah.
You think they listen to my directions? I give twice the directions you do.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
the direction to Richard is to fix your microphone. Please.
Oh, I was supposed to upload the show with that name? Yes.
Yes. Please. Don't put spaces. Don't put dashes. Whatever, yeah.
No periods. Nothing.
Atlantic Bitch Slap, what happened? Well, it's sucked ass. That's what happened. It sounds like ass. Lots of ass. Let me just type what happened to him.
And ass.
Entertain the masses, or I'll turn up the music.
Entertain the masses. Oh, here's something I can talk about. I got a message in the IRC earlier. Somebody asked me if they could send in a demo. If you guys want to talk to me, send me an email, because I normally probably won't be looking at the IRC, and by the time I notice it, you'll probably be gone. So if you want to talk to me about a show, don't put it in the IRC, because I probably won't see it.
Yeah, IRC is a bad idea for that. Email is permanent. Email is the best way to get a hold of both of us.
Yeah, and even though I may not answer you right away, trust me, I read your email.
Yeah. Oh, I read everyone's email, too. But, yeah, IRC is fleeting. Like, you could shut it down and all the messages are gone or whatever.
Yeah.
Or it scrolls by, even private messages.
I'll try to answer you, then it'll say, no such neck, and then you're screwed.
Yeah, that's what I hate. Oh, my God. They leave a message, then I type something back. I usually type a dot just to make sure they're there, so I don't have to waste my time. Dot. Okay, and then I type it.
That's true.
I'm going to get Richard, see if he's fixed his noise. I'm ready with the hang-up. Oh. Richard. Hang up. Okay, gone. Nope, that's the last call this week.
And he has a show on the station, so it makes me wonder.
That is frightening, isn't it? Yeah, that's not good. Okay, so that's...
I think he's going to ask about broadcasting his New Year's party, and I don't know about that.
Yeah, that was... he's like, New Year's and Christmas shows. That's what he's asking. Do you know anything about what he's asking about?
He asked me about it, but all I've been doing is thinking about whether I should let someone do a Christmas party show.
Party shows suck. They're bad,
normally.
Bad. It sounds like noise. There's cheering. There's a lot of nothingness on the radio.
Yeah, we're selfish. Party shows suck unless they're us.
Even when they are us, I have done them on the What the Hell show. Bad.
Yeah.
It's a lot of nothingness and confusion, and it turns out to be bad radio.
The fourth anniversary show wasn't too bad.
Yeah, that was structured, though. That was very structured.
Yeah.
You have to do...
Kind of.
You have to do
a lot of phone calls.
Yeah. That was cool in that respect.
Yeah.
So we're done this week. Until next week.
A lot better than last week.
Yep. It was very
good.
This
was actually a good show, I think.
Yeah, lots of good news stories. Lots
we
of
were
good,
due.
Good announcements. We were we were definitely due for a good show. Okay. Anyway, can you mention that I want to do a marathon for New Year's and want to see if other DJs could accommodate me? Well,
I know.
That's a different kind of question.
I just talked about
right?
it. Yeah. I know that, yeah. I mean, obviously I know because we just mentioned it. I don't know if you're going to get people to do a marathon on Christmas.
Yeah.
Because a lot of shows weren't on this week because it was a holiday week in the States.
Mm.
And people asked us, like, is it okay if I miss my show this week? I said, yeah. Because it's a holiday week, and I'm not going to make you work for no money on a holiday because it's retarded.
Well, there's other repercussions from that. Who's going to be listening, too?
Yeah.
Like, you're going to be doing all this preparation and wasting time, pretty much, on people that are actually with their families or celebrating at parties. But,
yeah. Have you started your Christmas shopping yet?
No, I'm opposing Christmas. There you go. No.
Oh, shut up.
I haven't bought anything. Like, mass consumerism, it's awful.
I actually went out and did all mine today. I'm done.
Really? Wow, that's pretty good. Yeah,
it's easy to shop for my family because they're all movie freaks, right?
Ah.
So it's like DVDs for everybody, and I'm done.
That makes it very easy. One-stop shopping. Hmm?
One stop. Went to one store who had a massive sale. Most of the DVDs were like $6 to $10, and I was done.
Oh, nice. You went to the cheap bin, eh?
They actually had good movies for the cheap prices. I couldn't believe it. So
wow.
I made out lucky.
Good stuff. We're spent for this evening. And
yes, we're spent. We're cleaning up the mess and going to bed.
Yeah. So next weekend is going to be the release of Patrolling Number 10. I pretty much guarantee I can get that done.
You pretty much guarantee it.
Yeah. So solid clad almost.
In a week or 10 days, maybe I'll have it.
Yeah, yeah. No, it should be out. I've got it pretty much getting it done. But I'm going away this weekend for my job's Christmas party, so I have to get it done during the week.
And what type of places does your job have Christmas parties at?
Ski resorts, which is very
cool. Are you going to Whistler?
I'm not going to name which mountain we will be going
to. Oh.
So.
I didn't think about that. But I know Whistler. I've seen it on TV.
Yeah, that is a mountain that is in BC. That is one of
the mountains. So that's the only reason I asked, because I know that, because I've seen it on TV.
Oh, really?
So that's why
well,
I asked.
It's quite a destination
question.
Here. That's quite a big destination.
Yeah. Quo said, you should drive up to Whistler. And I'm like, no.
And I think that's where the Olympics are going to be held in 2010.
Yeah, that's
here,
like,
so that's going to be a big
three more hours in a car, so no.
Yeah. It is adding a couple hours.
Yeah, what are they going to do, shove me down the mountain?
And you keep going and going and going.
Yeah.
Anyway. So that's it. I'm very tired and actually very hungry. I didn't have dinner. It's like 12:30 here.
You hungry?
Totally
who
starving.
Knew?
Totally starving.
Anyway.
Dope.
Sim's hungry and drifting.
Very drifting.
So
we'll see you next week
on
Rant Speak, and it draws ever closer to Sean's new show.
Yes,
and,
it does.
So enjoy your week, and we'll be back here next Sunday at the regular time in your area, 10 p.m. Pacific.
Yeah, whenever that is.
All that good stuff. So say goodbye, Smokey, and I'll say goodbye, and we'll be out of here.
Goodbye, kids. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
The feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up. You know that feeling? That the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. Think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. All you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.